put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
It is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Craig Tool Company, Bank of America, and Total Tape. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you do just that, to improve your home, to renovate your home, to fix up your home. Whether you're a DIYer, whether you're a pro that needs some help, some advice, whether you're just getting going on your first project or perhaps this is your 100th project, if you'd like to share what's going on at your Money Pit, we would love to help give you a hand. A couple of ways to get in touch with us. You can pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We will take your message and we will call you back the next time we are in the studio, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, it's probably happened to you at least once or twice. Imagine this, you're standing in the shower, you're enjoying the warm water cascading all over your body, when all of a sudden, yikes, the water turns freezing cold or scalding hot. We're going to explain what's going on, why it happens, and how to stop the so-called shower shock for good, just ahead.
Yeah, normally it's my son with a pitcher of ice-cold water over the top of my other child, but I know there's other reasons for it as well. Also ahead, guys, now that we're getting to the end of summer, how is that garage looking? I know mine is just filled with random balls and things on wheels and helmets. It's kind of a disaster. So if you're looking like the same and you've got in there tools and toys and toxins and lawn chemicals and paints and it's all kind of too close for comfort, we're going to share some solutions that can help in today's DIY project highlight.
And if you've ever tried to repair old, worn-out concrete by covering it with new concrete, this is something that folks do every spring because they put rock salt on their sidewalks and it leaves all these pits and holes in it. Or maybe you just got an old sidewalk that's cracked. But you tried to patch it, right, with more concrete, but what happened? It didn't last. It chipped off. Looks worse than ever. Well, that's because you're not using the right kind of patching material. We're going to share a solution that works and works really, really well.
But first, we want to help you guys with whatever you are working on, whether it's a home decor project or an improvement project. And we also would like to give you some products that can help for sure. So today, we've got a nice package of products from the original Super Glue Company. Now, that includes Total Tape, which is as strong as a construction adhesive, but as easy to use as tape.
That package is worth $57, going out to one listener drawn at random. So why not make that you? Join us. Call the show now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
John, Maryland's on the line with a water heater question. How can we help you?
I have a gas hot water heater right now that vents up through, it's not really a chimney stack, but it's, the sheet metal pipe, and that takes up a lot of space in a bathroom I have, and I'd like to kind of eliminate that, and I was wondering if there are any side venting gas water heaters, similar to how you have some high efficiency furnaces that sort of vent out of the side of the house. I was wondering what you guys' opinion on are of gas water heaters that might do the same, and that would allow me to get rid of that unusable space in my bathroom for renovation.
Yeah, you're correct. There are what's called a direct vent appliance, and there are direct vent water heaters. And if you are going to replace your water heater, I would consider a tankless water heater. You mentioned space. Tankless water heaters are about a quarter of the size of the traditional tanked water heater. And yes, they are available as a direct vent type of installation. In fact, that's one of the things that makes them so cool, is that they're so small and they're so easily vented that you can pretty much put them anywhere. So I think your solution is a directly vented tankless water heater.
Okay, and there's no issue there with any problem with the, you're always worried about, I guess, flue gas and all that stuff, that side vent, those are safe to vent out, and there's no issue, right?
Well, there's rules about where you put them. Like, for example, there has to be so many feet away from a potentially open window and that kind of thing. And it has to be, so far off the ground so it doesn't get covered with snow, the vent doesn't cover snow. So there are some basic rules about where you put in a direct vent. But as long as you follow those, then no, there's no issue about them getting blocked.
Great. All right, guys. Thanks a lot for your help. Love your show.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right. Now we've got Phyllis from the Jersey Shore calling in. What can we do for you today?
I am looking to purchase a home. And the problem is I'm looking in a very specific area because I don't want to leave the current school district the children are in. All the homes around here were built in the 60s. So my first question is, what should I look for in that era of home construction that might be a red flag? And also, the way the homes are all built, the bottom floor has radiant floor heat and upstairs is hot water baseboard, and I can't imagine that 50-year-old pipes are not going to go at some point. And I'm wondering, how do I make sure they're okay, or look for signs that they're getting weak.
So you're basically looking for the good, the bad, and the ugly of 1960s construction.
Correct.
And, the story is that it's actually a pretty good time for home construction. You had copper plumbing. You had decent wiring. Sometimes the services were a little small, but, if the homes are mostly natural gas, you really don't need more than about 100 amps to power pretty much everything, including central air conditioning. And you got hardwood floors. Very frequently, you had hardwood floors in 1960 houses, and it's interesting because they put the hardwood floors in, and they very promptly covered them with wall-to-wall carpet.
With shag carpeting.
Or shag, yeah. That's right, which actually protects them, very nicely and didn't allow them to wear. So it's a pretty good year for home construction. Now, because it's a, 50-year-old house, you're obviously going to have, how old is the furnace, how old is the water heater, stuff like that to consider. What's the general maintenance been? But in terms of an error of home construction, I think it's a really strong error. Now, if you'd asked me about the 80s, I would tell you, not so much. Those houses were put together pretty fast and not always in the best possible way. But the 60s is a pretty good year for construction.
Oh, good, because I'm moving up. I live in an 80s house now.
Oh, there you go. So you're going to get better. In terms of that radiant heat, that's probably the one weak link that home has. But the thing is, you can't really determine how far along it is and whether or not it's going to break. It probably will eventually fail. And when that happens, you're going to be faced with a pretty costly repair. You'll have to put in some sort of alternative heat system because it's virtually impossible to repair those pipes in the slab. So the first floor of your house, you'll either be running new baseboard pipes or you'll be running electric radiant or you'll be adding an air to water heat exchanger so that you can take hot water from the boiler, run it through a heat exchanger and blow air over it through your HVAC system, the same one used to cool the house. But I wouldn't obsess about that. I mean, it's probably going to happen eventually, but it may not even happen in the time that you own this next house. So if you like the neighborhood, the 1960s is a pretty good era for home construction.
Great. That's great news. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are in the last week of August, and, fall is going to be knocking on our door before you know it. So reach out now with your DIY questions anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie's going to connect you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com and start your next home project today.
And just ahead, have you ever found yourself standing in your shower enjoying the warm water when all of a sudden it turns freezing cold? We're going to explain why this happens and how to stop it when the Money Pit returns.
Today's Money Pit is presented by the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro, making it easy for anyone to make strong pocket hole joints for all sorts of indoor and outdoor wood projects. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at CraigTool.com.
You live in a money pit.
Pocket hole joints are great for lots of different wood projects. Wood craftsmen and furniture makers have been using pocket hole joints for centuries. Now, anyone can easily create perfect pocket hole joints thanks to the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. Craig Tool Company has been the leader in pocket hole joinery for over 30 years. This is their most versatile pocket hole jig yet. It works with a wide variety and size of material and is great for building bookcases, cabinets, furniture, and yard and garden projects like pergolas and trellises. It's portable but can be used on the benchtop as well. Simply squeeze the large VersaGrip handle to clamp the material, set the drill bit and drill guide settings, and drill perfect pocket holes every time. Clamp material in place and drive Craig pocket hole screws to complete a strong and durable joint. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at CraigTool.com. That's K-R-E-G-Tool.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. And sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie. Formerly Angie's List, Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today. If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's paw-zented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. Presented by LL Flooring.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, what are you working on today? If it's your house, you are in the right place. We are here to help. Hey, we've got a great set of 9 products to give away from the original super glue to one lucky listener. If you'd like to pick up the phone and call us with your home improvement question, you could win these products from super glue, including Total Tape. And the original super glue Total Tape is very cool. It's a double-sided construction adhesive tape that is mesh reinforced. So think about it. It's as strong as construction adhesive, but it's as easy to use as tape. It's available at Amazon, in your local hardware store, or learn more at supergluecorp.com/totaltape. That package of products from the original Super Glue, including Total Tape, is worth $57 going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us. Participate, join us on the Money Pit. That number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Charlie in Tennessee is on the line and looking to do some renovating at his money pit. How can we help you today?
I have a small kitchen that I'm trying to knock out the wall to increase space to make my kitchen and my dining room one big room. My dilemma is the fact that I don't know whether the wall that I'm knocking down is a load-bearing wall or not.
Well, step away from the project and don't knock it down just yet.
Okay, well, first of all, what kind of house do you have, Charlie? Is it a ranch? Is it a colonial? Describe it to us.
It's a wood frame home.
Okay, one story or two?
One story.
And the roof peaks in the middle? Goes up from the front, goes up from the back, peaks in the middle?
It's L-shaped.
Okay.
And where the wall would be pretty much right where the two meet.
Yeah, so you're in the middle there. You're not quite sure. And the dining room and the kitchen are side by side. Is it aligned front to back on the house, or is it aligned end to end, so to speak?
That wall would be parallel for the front to back.
So it's aligned front to back. Okay. I would say that in most cases, that is a bearing wall. That it doesn't mean you're dead in the water. It just means it's a little more complicated for you to open this up. Because if it's a bearing wall, you have to support the structure while it's disassembled, and then you have to put a new beam in to carry that load in the new open plan design. It's not something that you would do yourself. It's not like, I don't want you to like, hey, I've never done home improvement, but today I'm thinking about tearing down a bearing wall. Bad idea, okay? So you need to know what you're doing, or get some people to help you to know what you're doing, or hire a pro and get a building permit. And basically the way it works is temporary walls are built on either side of the bearing wall, and this holds up the structure that they're supposed to be holding. Then the bearing wall is taken apart. The bearing wall is reconstructed, but now you would use a girder, and it could be a wood girder, it could be a metal girder, it could be a combination wood and metal girder that goes the whole span. It could be a girder that sits below the ceiling, or it could be a girder that's actually flush with the ceiling, so when it's all done, it's invisible. But one way or the other, you'll need this beam to carry the load above that. And then once it's all put back together, you know, you're really not going to know that it's there. But you just got to do it right so that you don't damage your house in the process, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Charlie. Good luck with that project. Now put the saw down, okay?
No problem. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, hey, guys, if you're a pet lover, we are now in the last week of the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, which is Paw Scented by LL Flooring, and it's been super popular.
Yeah, to enter, all you've got to do is post a picture of your pet with a short description and then share your entry and invite your friends to vote. Now, the top three vote getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy, and you can choose from any of LL Flooring's beautiful styles, including scratch-resistant floors as well as water-resistant laminates, waterproof tiles, and waterproof vinyl. And we're seeing all kinds of pets too, right, Tom? Not just dogs and cats.
Oh, I love it. We're seeing lots of dogs, lots of cats, and even a pet monkey, which was super cute because he was dressed up in a tuxedo.
That's amazing, because you always have to look your best when you're doing home improvement.
Absolutely. Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. That's the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest presented by LL Flooring at moneypit.com/contest.
All right, now we've got Michelle in Iowa on the line, who's looking to spend some more time outdoors with a fire pit. How can we help with that project?
Well, we started making an outside fire pit with field stone, and our mortar that we seem to be using, it just seems like it's awful dry, and it's like it's cracking. So didn't know if you had a different brand that you thought would work or any suggestions.
Well, one tip is that if it's a really warm, dry day when you're working, you might want to consider putting some plastic over the areas that you're working on to slow the evaporation rate. Because if it dries really quickly, sometimes it can shrink and crack.
And no certain brand of mortar you think would work best, just what the stores recommend for outside fireplaces?
Well, I mean, Quikrete works extremely well, so you could look to the Quikrete brand. And one of the advantages of Quikrete is they've also got lots and lots and lots of videos online that give you the step-by-step on how to properly mix the product, for example, in this case.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, it's probably happened to you at least once or twice. You're standing in the shower, it's warm, it feels fantastic, and then all of a sudden, that water turns freezing cold or like crazy hot, and that can just ruin everything.
Yeah, that's definitely an experience that can knock you totally off balance. The solution, however, is to install a pressure-balanced valve. So
the reason this happens is because your plumbing system is trying to give you as much hot or cold water as you have essentially ordered, right? You set that mix just where you want. Your plumbing system's chugging along. It's giving you just enough hot, just enough cold to get that perfect balance. But the problem is that that works well when you're a single person and nothing else is running in the house at the same time. As soon as a second fixture gets used, now this could be a dishwasher, it could be a toilet, could be laundry, could be anything.
It could be anywhere in the house, right?
Right. Anywhere in the plumbing system. When that happens and it starts to ask for either hot or cold water, then that impacts the mix of the water coming out of your formerly warm and very comfortable shower, and that's why you get the shower shock. So the solution is to install a type of shower valve called a pressure balanced valve. It's really not temperature balanced, it's pressure balanced. It keeps the ratio of the hot and cold water mix the same, even when the supply or the pressure, the flow of the water is reduced. And because that mix is the same, you're not going to get these extreme temperature changes.
Yeah, and you know, anti-scald devices, they really can be a smart investment. In fact, Consumer Reports tells us that some 200,000 injuries are caused by sudden changes in water temperature while you're bathing, and young children, elderly, and pretty much anyone who's physically challenged are going to suffer the most. So it's definitely worth updating.
Yeah, it's a project you should probably have on your to-do list if you don't have one yet. And by the way, some states are requiring these now in newer construction, but if you don't have one, definitely put that on the plumber's to-do list.
Charlene in Louisiana is on the line with a roofing question. What are you working on?
I have a shallow roof on my house. They call it like a 2-3 pitch. It's not flat. I mean, it's, but it's very shallow. Okay. Almost no attic. You know, about maybe 2 feet in there. I was interested in an aluminum roof, or, you know, like a lifetime roof, and I wanted to know which would be better, that or a regular shingle roof, like an architectural roof.
You don't have the pitch for an asphalt shingle roof. You need to have at least a 312 or a 412 roof to put in shingles.
Well, I have shingles on it now, and they've been there for like 20 years.
I'm telling you, you may, but it's not right. You can only put shingles on a roof that's got a minimum pitch of 312 or 412. And if you've got them on there right now, count your blessings, but it shouldn't have been put on there. And any roofing manufacturer will tell you that. If, you know, if you, your options therefore are either to do, say, a rolled roofing or a rubber roofing or a metal roof, as long as it's rated for that low pitch. And I think a metal roof's a great investment if you're going to be there for the long haul. But that's what I would invest in because, you know, with that low of a pitch, you probably don't see it very much, and you want to make sure that it's really going to be watertight. And with a low pitch, you just can't use an architectural shingle. It just won't work. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, if your garage is looking crowded, it's got that sort of end-of-summer look, well, it's a sure thing that you've got more stuff just strewn across the floor. You know, things should be on the wall, but they're sitting on the floor, and you've got all kinds of things that are just a mess in there. Well, we're going to share some storage solutions that you can build yourself, and we're going to tell you where to get the step-by-step plans for free in today's DIY project highlight presented by Craig Tool next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
On the line with a decking question. How can we help you today?
I just put a brand new deck on the back of my house. The house was actually built in 1988, so it's good and settled. I just wonder how soon I could treat it. Well, I've heard, 2 months, 3 months. I've heard a full season. I don't want to wait too long, but I don't want to do it too early.
Randy, what's the material that the deck is made out of? Is it pressure-treated lumber or cedar or redwood? What?
Yeah, it's pressure-treated lumber.
Okay. So what I would do at this point is I would wait until next spring. Let it be exposed to the environment for a while. It is true that the lumber, when it first goes in, is very moist. And my waiting maybe 6 months in your case, you're going to find that it's going to dry out a bit and it'll be ready to sort of take a stain better than taking it right now. So I would certainly let it sit for a while and then stain it before next summer when it gets, sort of cool and dry out. And then in terms of the stain itself, I would recommend that you choose a solid color stain. It will still show the grain through, but it'll have more pigment in it and it'll last longer. Does that help you out?
I think so. So basically say wait a full season then?
Yeah, I would wait a full season and then I would stain it after that.
Okay.
Thanks, Randy. I hope that helps you out. We appreciate you calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, as we're nearing the end of summer, it's a good time to improve the storage and organization that you've got in your garage, because the time is going to come when all those toys and bicycles that you've got out and about right now need to kind of find a place to be for the colder season ahead. And if you're not careful, you can have those toys stored side by side with your paint and lawn chemicals and other hazards. I mean, truly, the garage is such a weird place where you mix up all this stuff and think that everything's going to be okay in there. So we've got a few storage project solutions that can definitely help in today's DIY project highlight presented by Craig Toole.
Well, first off, it's really smart when you're getting your garage organized to take advantage of the wall space, be it for benches, for cabinets, or shelves. Getting that stuff up off the floor so it's not tripped over or damaged is essential. Now, at CraigTool.com, they have got a whole section of plans for storage types of projects. So, for example, there is the basic friendly storage unit project. And I like this one. It jumped right at me because it's made from 1x2s and 1x3s and 1x4s plus a few screws, and you're good to go. You'll also find plans for a garage storage and work center that features cubbies where you can really maximize your wall space, along with a number of plans for garage cabinets as well.
Yeah, and tool storage is also very important in your garage. Everyday products like ladders and lawn tools, they can also be unsafe if you're not storing them correctly. You know, ladders, for example, they should always be stored horizontally so that your kids cannot climb on them. Rakes, hedge trimmers, shovels, if you leave them on the garage floor or leaning against a wall, those can easily fall underfoot and cause a lot of injuries. So to be safe, you've got to use the wall space and get as many of those tools off the floor as possible.
Now, Craig Tools makes this easy with over 24 DIY plans for garage organization, including a DIY tool organization and storage cabinet that simply mounts on the wall, along with plans for a miter saw station and storage. Because those tools take up a lot of space, it's nice to have something built in for that. And even a shelf that's designed just to hold cans of paint. So if you're a DIYer, these project plans can make it easy to create storage solutions you need to keep your space neat, organized, and safe.
And that's today's DIY project highlight presented by the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro, making it easy for anyone to make strong pocket hole joints for all sorts of projects and a variety of materials.
Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's Craig, K-R-E-G, tool.com.
Margaret, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I'd like to know what I can do about my popcorn ceilings. They're getting dirty. They're 20 years old.
Well, there's a couple of solutions. Do you like them and want to keep them, or you just want them to not look so dingy?
I would not like to keep them no more.
All right. Well, generally with popcorn ceiling, if it's truly a popcorn ceiling and not like a texturized stucco, what you can do to remove it is you can get, like, you know, one of those garden sprayers or, like, you know, those light-duty paint sprayers. Put water in it, and you spray the ceiling to sort of saturate the popcorn. And then you take a wide spackle blade, like as wide as the one you can find, and you sort of gently start peeling away at the popcorn ceiling, at the popcorn texture, I should say, from the ceiling. And that generally does a pretty good job, because if you've ever tried to paint it, if you don't have the right roller, when it gets wet, it starts to peel away from the ceiling. So by getting it wet, you're being able to remove it. You just want to make sure with your blade or your scraper that you're not digging into the drywall below it, because keep in mind, whatever's left underneath there is what you're going to paint and then see.
Okay. How do I go about cleaning if I decide to go ahead and keep this?
Well, you wouldn't clean it. You would paint over it.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah. There's actually a special roller for that. It's like a slitted roller. It's a very thick roller that's got slits in it. And it's designed to squeeze the paint into that popcorn area. And that's exactly what I would do with it. I would paint it. It's going to look a lot better than cleaning it. You just can't clean that stuff. There's nothing cleanable about a popcorn ceiling. You got to paint over it. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Summer is almost over, and we've got lots of projects to get done before the cold weather moves in. And we are here to help with your home improvement and decor questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project, so get started at Angie.com today. Hey, if you've ever tried to repair old, worn-out concrete by simply covering it with some new concrete, only to find out that that's not really going to last that great, we're going to share a solution that will next.
You live in a money pit.
If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's presented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. Presented by LL Flooring.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage your home's to-do list all in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Now anyone can easily create perfect and strong pocket hole joints with the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It works with a wide variety and size of materials, and it's great for building all types of indoor and outdoor wood projects. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's K-R-E-G-Tool.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. QuickCrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. You can catch the Money Pit podcast and listen anytime you like by going to MoneyPit.com/podcast.
We've got a great set of 9 products from the Original Super Glue Corporation to give away today, including Total Tape. Now, the Original Super Glue Total Tape is a double-sided construction adhesive tape, and it's mesh reinforced, so it's as strong as construction adhesive, but as easy to use as tape. It's going to provide an extreme instant tack and bond, and it can hold up to 300 pounds per roll and 14 pounds per strip. Now, you can use it on all types of materials and in all kinds of weather conditions with easy and clean results.
You'll find it at Amazon or in your local hardware store, or learn more at superglue.com/totaltape. That's superglue.com/totaltape. That package of products from the Original Super Glue, including Total Tape, is worth $57, going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Pick up the phone, call us, participate. Let us help with your home improvement project. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your question to moneypit.com.
Heading over to Delaware, where Eve is trying to get rid of a smoke smell. What's going on?
Right. We recently purchased a row home in Philadelphia, and it has a third-floor studio apartment where the previous occupant was a heavy smoker. And we're trying to get rid of the smell from the cigarettes. We've tried removing the floor tiles, replacing the drop grid ceiling tiles, and painting. But the odor is still pretty strong. So I'm wondering if you have any suggestions.
So above the drop ceiling, did you paint that surface as well?
No, we didn't.
What did you paint with? Did you use any kind of a primer?
Going over paint, so we didn't. We just used a regular latex paint.
Right, so the best thing to do in a situation like this is to use a very good quality primer, either an alkyd primer or a solvent-based primer, because it tends to seal in all of those wall and ceiling surfaces, including the odors that are underneath. The other issue, of course, is the floors. Now, you mentioned that there's a tile floor there, so it was a hard surface floor?
Yeah, right now we pulled up everything and we're down to the plywood, and we were just going to put in a new flooring. So is there anything we should do before we do that?
Yeah, I would also prime the plywood.
Okay.
I'd seal everything in. I would use a good quality oil-based primer, like a Kills, for example, and I would prime the heck out of everything, because that does a good job of sealing out those odors. That and some just normal ventilation ought to do it. But I think if you don't prime those surfaces, you won't be able to completely get rid of that odor. And then, of course, it goes without saying that you've disposed of furniture and curtains and things like that.
Yes. The only other question is, what about, like, kitchen cabinets?
Nah, you can't do much with them. But what you can do is you can clean them with TSP, trisodium phosphate. It's like a powdery soap mix that you buy in the paint aisle, and you can mix up a solution and clean those. Are these wooden cabinets or, like, laminate cabinets?
Wooden.
If it's wooden, you may not want to use the TSP on it. You could use Murphy's oil soap.
Okay.
But you're going to have to clean them.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Eve. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. I mean, thankfully, fewer and fewer people are smoking today, so we're getting fewer and fewer of those calls. But I tell you what, when you get a house that's like that, what a mess. What a big mess. Hard to get rid of that sound. Well, if you've ever tried to repair old and worn-out concrete by covering it with new concrete, you might have found that the new concrete doesn't necessarily stick. And that's because regular concrete or stucco mix is simply not designed to adhere to those old concrete surfaces.
And that's why the Quikrete company created the Recap Concrete Resurfacer. With Recap, you can renew old worn concrete patios or sidewalks or driveways with a permanent and wear-resistant surface at really a fraction of the cost to replace it, and it's super easy to do.
Yeah, now it has a bond to concrete that is 4 times stronger than the concrete itself, so that means that the old concrete is going to fracture or crack before that bond with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer is going to separate. So as a result, your new concrete patio or your sidewalk or driveway, whatever it is going to last a very long time. It's also a DIY-friendly project. All you've got to do is mix, pour, and then spread the concrete resurfacer over a surface that you've already cleaned, and you want to clean it well with 3,500 PSI pressure washer.
Yeah, and you can apply it with a squeegee or a trowel or a brush, and one 40-pound bag covers about 20 square feet, so it goes a long way. You'll find Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at home improvement retailers for about $28 per 40-pound bag.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. You're going to get upfront pricing. Plus, you have the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Make sure you download the app today. Coming up, we're going to help one Money Pit listener who's dealing with some bathroom flooring issues and options because, boy, are there a lot out there. We're going to help them sort through that next.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros,
see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. As you look around your house, if there's a project you need to get done, we'd love to help. Reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Tyler wrote in and he says, I'm renovating my bathroom and I plan on putting down waterproof laminate over a waterproof underlayment, which will be under a clawfoot tub. I hear that these clawfoot combos are a little messy and I worry about the flooring being exposed to moisture. Is there anything else that you would suggest? First of all, yay for clawfoot tub. That's the dream.
Yeah, and probably a little bit messy because, you know, you have to have that sort of oval-shaped bar, right, for the shower, to hold the shower curtain above it, and you have to make sure it's inside the tub. So, yeah, it can be a little messy, but, gosh, it's such a beautiful tub, and it really makes the bathroom look spacious as well. Now, in terms of the flooring, you have so many choices now, Tyler, when it comes to waterproof floor or water-resistant floor. Now, there's a line of products from LL Flooring called AquaSeal, and the determining factor on waterproof versus water-resistant is really time, right? How long the water can sit there before it's cleaned up. And I think for a bathroom, you know, you can use a waterproof or water-resistant laminate. It's going to work fine. But if you want a truly waterproof product, then look at vinyl. The Core Lux vinyl products, the EVP, the engineered vinyl plank products, those are fantastic. They look great. And because they're 100% vinyl, they basically are, you know, cannot be harmed whatsoever by water. I've used them in kitchens and baths, and they work really, really well. So I think you have a lot of good choices right now, and you really can't go wrong.
All right, lots of things to choose. And, boy, you are so lucky to be getting a great tub like that. That is going to be a beautiful bathroom, and I am so jealous but also happy for you. All right, next up we've got Ron, who writes in saying, I was thinking of leasing solar panels. I live on Long Island, and we do have some tall trees, so I wondered if it's even worth trying. I like doing my part to lower emissions and save some money at the same time, but I also wonder if adding solar panels makes changing the roof a lot more expensive. Bottom line, are these leasing companies really worth it?
Yeah, that's a great question. And unfortunately, I have to say that they are not worth it. And here's why I say that. Because it's gotten to a situation now where there's so much hard sell that happens when you are trying to add solar to your house. You have good, honorable goals here of, you know, being more environmentally friendly. But the problem is that these products are really expensive. The leasing deals are crazy. And in particular, what I found when I looked into this is if you lease them, you lease them for, say, 20 years, which is longer than the life expectancy of these things. And also, if you sell the house, guess what happens? You got to pay off the lease because your new owner is not going to want to take over the old lease, right? So I'd say if you want to be environmentally responsible, that you focus on the basics. More insulation, for example. Most homes in this country don't have enough. And if you add more, you will do far more to save energy all the way around and experience that comfort in a much more effective way than you would by dealing with an expensive, unreliable lease for solar panels.
All right. That's all good stuff to think about, Ron. And I wish you luck with all of your green ways in your place.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. As we roll towards summer, we hope that perhaps you are thinking about the cooler weather ahead, because it is when home improvement really ramps up, especially those outside projects that you have been putting off. If you've got questions, if you're doing some investigations, you're trying to figure out what's the best product or project for you to get done, whether you can do it yourself or you need to hire a pro, we would love to guide you through this, as we have for over 20 years on this program. You can reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT 24/7, or always post your questions to MoneyPit.com. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth
one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. It's going to be a rough weekend down on the Gulf Coast. Jamie Rome, the acting deputy director of the National Hurricane Center, says Ida's forecast to reach coastal Louisiana as a Category 4 hurricane late tomorrow.
All indications are it's strengthening, and it will continue to strengthen as it moves into the central Gulf of Mexico and ultimately approaches the coast of Louisiana on Sunday.
A combination of voluntary and mandatory evacuations have been called for cities and communities across the region, including New Orleans, where the mayor's ordered mandatory evacuation for areas outside the city's levee system and a voluntary evacuation for residents inside the boundary. President Biden says the retaliatory drone strike he ordered, which the Pentagon says killed 2 planners and facilitators of the Islamic State group's affiliate in Afghanistan, does not end things.
In a statement Saturday, President Biden says, "I said we would go after the group responsible for the attack on our troops and innocent civilians in Kabul, and we have." Saying this strike was not the last, Biden pledged, "We will continue to hunt down any person involved in that heinous attack and make them pay."
That's Ben Thomas reporting. Meanwhile, as the evacuation winds down, congressional offices across the country have become makeshift crisis centers.
Phone calls are flooding lawmakers' offices, requesting help in getting people onto one of the last flights coming out of Kabul Airport before Tuesday, August 31st. That's President Biden's deadline for pulling out all U.S. military forces from Afghanistan. The requests run into the hundreds and sometimes the thousands for each lawmaker.
Ken Lorman reports most allies completed their own airlifts and have flown out of the country already. More news, more analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the 4 ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from 4 different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Liberty University announced a temporary campus-wide quarantine amid a spike in COVID-19 cases.
The quarantine is set to begin Monday and last until September 10th. The university's online COVID-19 dashboard shows 159 known active cases among students, faculty, and staff as of Wednesday. As the fall semester began this week, the university, which doesn't require vaccination, lifted building capacity restrictions and distancing and masking requirements. The protocol changed late Thursday with the announcement of the campus-wide quarantine, moving classes online and suspending large indoor gatherings. The university will encourage masking and social distancing and host vaccine clinics on campus, but didn't indicate it would mandate those measures. Keith Peters reporting.
Thousands of voting rights advocates rallied across the country calling for sweeping protections against what they see as an erosion of voting rights. This is townhall.com. Some Democrat-based reporters calling out Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom for avoiding sit-down interviews with state outlets, instead favoring national ones.
Weeks ahead of a recall election that has infuriated Democrats, Newsom granted a one-on-one with an Atlantic reporter to the chagrin of some Golden State journalists. The San Francisco Chronicle's Tal Copan tweeted, "It's a habit of Newsom's to focus more on national outlets than the ones that cover him every day and serve his constituents the most." Meanwhile, among the top GOP candidates include radio host Larry Elder, failed 2018 gubernatorial challenger John Cox, and former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner. Patrick Frost reporting.
Shortage of school bus drivers. As the new year opens, some school districts are getting creative, offering hiring bonuses, training to get the CDC license, and even pay increases to try to attract more people behind the wheel. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Income-eligible renters impacted by COVID-19 can now get 100% of their past due rent and utility bills paid through the California COVID-19 Rent Relief Program. Landlords with tenants who haven't paid rent because of COVID-19 are eligible for 100% reimbursement, too. The application is fast, your information is private, and you won't be asked about citizenship. Apply at housingiskey.com before eviction protections end on September 30th. Brought to you by the California Department of Housing and Community Development.
It is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Craig Tool Company, Bank of America, and Total Tape. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On air and online at moneypit.com. So, hey DIYers, what are you working on? Maybe you're not a DIYer. Maybe you need some help getting a project done. Maybe you want to hire a pro. But I bet there's a project on your to-do list or one that you dream of getting done that you need just a little help to get started with. Well, that's why we are here. We are your coaches. We are your cheerleaders. We're here to help you get that project done, get that project started, kind of solve the problem for you if you're in the middle of it. But the first thing you need to do is call us, because this is a participation sport. You got to pick up the phone, call us with your questions, or post them at moneypit.com, or post them to our social media pages, because we are here to help you get it done. Coming up on today's show, your house is obviously your biggest investment, so it makes sense to take care of it. But here's a question. How much exactly should you set aside for maintenance? There happens to be a simple formula that we will give you to help determine what that number is. So we're going to share that info just ahead in today's smart spending tip.
And the floors in our homes need to handle wear and tear. They've got to be easy to clean, and they need to not easily be damaged by the day-to-day activity of home life. But when you've got pets, that durability raises to a whole new level. So we're going to share what you need to know to choose floors that can handle that kind of traffic.
And painting your house is one of the most important types of home maintenance, and while many homeowners will choose to hire a pro for this, with a few tips, you can get this project done yourself. We're going to walk you through that in a bit.
And we're here to help you create your best home ever. So whether that's a quick fix or kind of a big project, we can help you save time, money, and hassles. So give us a call so we can help you get that job done right the first time.
The number here is 888-666-3974, which happens to spell 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Joe in Iowa wants to talk decking. How can we help you?
Well, I got a small problem with my decks. They're pressure-treated lumber, about 18-year-old decks. One faces north and one faces south. And I watched a neighbor, both are getting bad. I watched a neighbor use one of those products where you paint it on and it's supposed to renew or restore your deck. I watched him pressure wash it twice and dry it and buy the special applicators and the two coats. Over the winter, one winter, it started peeling off.
Yeah, I heard that time and time again. It looks good in the store, but it doesn't stick. And you get this really thick coat of, I think they call it a restorer. It just peels right off. It's like the worst peeling paint project you've ever seen. So, Joe, have you thought about doing sort of a deck makeover where perhaps you keep the structure, but you replace the deck boards with composite or something like that?
That's what I was wondering. I've seen where they got these thinner composites you just put over the top of your boards, whether those stand up or just take all the deck boards off and put all new composite boards on.
First thing I would do is I would do a thorough inspection of the structure because we don't want you to do anything to this if it's not structurally sound. It's got to be well attached to the house. The floor joists have to be solid without major cracks or shifting, properly reinforced, properly braced. You know, if this thing is rock solid and the structure is good, then you could proceed. I would remove the decking boards because there's no structural integrity to the decking boards. I would pull the decking boards off, and I would put simply composite right on top of that. Lots of great choices out there in composite. You can take a look at the composite products made by Veranda at the Home Depot, for example. Really good stuff. Goes on very easily. And once that's down, you'll never have to worry about a split, a crack, or picking up a paintbrush again.
Or getting a splinter in your foot and you go out to check the grill.
Nope. That's right. Not at all. Yeah, and they have some composite components for the railing system as well, if you want to go that far.
That's what I was wondering. What'd be the best line to go with?
Yeah, there's a lot of choices out there, but it's kind of personal preference, but, I've worked with the Veranda products, which are made by some of the same manufacturers that make the more name brands, and they work great. So take a look at those and go from there.
All right, thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we've got Linda on the line calling in from Florida. How can we help you today?
I have a cement floor that was originally stained, and then it was painted over with supposedly a really good stuff, and now not doing well, and we want to take care of it, but we don't want to have to remove all that's there. We just want to know if you have something we could put over it that will... It has heavy machinery in it, and, there's gas and oil and all that sort of stuff.
So this is where, in the garage?
Actually, it's in a hangar.
Oh, it's in a hangar. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So usually the best kind of floor for an industrial location like that is epoxy paint. And the way epoxy paint works is it's a two-part paint. So when you purchase it, it probably comes in larger quantities depending on how many square feet you want to apply. But typically, like for a house, it would come in a gallon-sized container, except that when you open the gallon up, it's only filled up about three-quarters of the way because you also get a quart of hardener. And the idea is you mix the two together. And then the chemical reaction is what gives you the durability and the drying of that epoxy surface. Now, because it was stained and not as concerned, because it was painted, you will need to at least get off any loose paint material that's there now. Because if you put good paint over bad paint, you're still going to have flaking because the bad paint acts kind of as, like the Teflon there, and it won't let the new paint get into the floor itself. So you are going to have to pressure wash that floor, or you're going to have to abrade that floor. You got to get as much of that old paint off as you can so that you have a good surface. But I think the solution is epoxy paint. And they also have sort of a coloring fleck that can be added to that paint that gives it kind of a texture and helps sort of hide the dirt. So if you're looking for, a reasonably easy, inexpensive way to give that floor a whole new look and new life, I would recommend epoxy paint.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoy listening to you.
Well, thank you, Linda. We appreciate the call.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You need help with a project? Well, we're taking your calls right now at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. And Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. So get started at Angie.com today.
And just ahead, if you're tightening your belt, you might be thinking about slashing the home maintenance budget, but that could be a big mistake.
We're going to explain why and a simple formula to help you figure out how much to set aside for those projects in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, next.
There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. Sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie, formerly Angie's List. Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's paw-zented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. Presented by LL Flooring.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. It's the perfect alternative to construction adhesives. Instant grab, easy to use, and clean for a fast but durable result. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you get it done. So if there's a project on your to-do list, reach out to us. We are here to help.
Hey, we've got a great set of products to give away this hour from the original Super Glue Corporation, and that includes Total Tape. Now, Total Tape, it's super strong. I mean, like a construction adhesive, but it's in the form of a tape. And you can use it on all types of materials and in all weather conditions. Super easy, clean results. You're going to love it. Don in Illinois is on the line with a foundation question. What's going on at your money pit?
Yes, I got an old farmhouse. We started building them back in 1800s. And the foundation is red brick on a crawl space, and it's sinking in one area real bad. And I had a guy tell me that because I can't dig a footings here, because there's an old cistern back here also, he said that I could pour a large pad, go underneath the house and come out and make it like a sidewalk along the edge of the house, and then pour the wall up as high as I could, and then possibly either put, as a last row, a block in. Is that possible to do something like that?
Maybe, maybe not. You know, you're talking about a major structural piece of work here, Don, and the problem with this is I'm going to presume you're not a licensed structural engineer. If you start doing this kind of work on your own, and then, you know, sometime in the future, you want to sell this house, and you've not had the right kind of professionals involved in this kind of a major repair, that's going to be a huge red flag.
that could make it very difficult for you to sell the house. I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector, Don, and when I saw houses like this that had these kinds of issues, I always recommended that the homeowner spend a little bit of money to have an engineer look at it and design a specific repair for that situation. Because this way, when you go to sell the house, and if it becomes an issue, you can show that you had a professional review it and tell you exactly what to do, and then you took action on that, and you can even have them come back and sort of certify that it was done right. Then you end up having sort of a pedigree on the quality of that repair, because this is not something to do yourself and get wrong. You could make it worse, and you can devalue your house in a very major way.
That's why I was kind of wondering. It sounded kind of far-fetched to me in a way, and I was just like, well, I've been listening to you guys. I'm going to give it a shot, give you a call, see what you guys got to say.
Yeah, we're glad you did, and that will get you on the road to recovery, okay?
Okay. I know a couple of engineers. I'll figure if I can get one out here. I appreciate the information.
Well, hey, guys, if you love pets like we do, we're in the last week now of the Post a Picture of Your Pet photo contest, and it is paw-scented by L.L. Flooring.
To enter, all you've got to do is post a picture of your pet and write a short description, and then you share your entry and then invite your friends to vote. Now, the top three vote getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy, and you can choose from any of LL Flooring's beautiful styles, including scratch-resistant flooring, even water-resistant laminate, waterproof tile, or waterproof vinyl.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. That's the Post a Picture of Your Pet photo contest. The last week at moneypit.com/contest.
Bonnie in Pennsylvania is on the line with a dippy driveway. Tell us what's going on.
Well, our driveway was asphalt originally, and it's probably like 30, 40 years ago. And there really isn't much left to it now. But most of it is fine. It stays solid. But this one part, two parts actually, have great big dips in them, so you kind of go down in and the water collects in there. So I was wondering what we could fill that in with. It's not like the rest of the driveway is kind of not existent now, but it's not a prop.
Well, at least you have a speed bump built into your driveway, you know.
Yeah.
Probably safer that way.
Yeah.
If you've got a 30 or 40 year old driveway, I mean, that driveway doesn't really owe you any money. You can, you know, patch it. You can have it professionally patched with more asphalt material. But my concern is that whatever's causing that dip is an underlying problem, and it's just going to reform over and over again. I mean, once you start to get a dip, of course, the water gets in there and it sort of exacerbates it. But I think your options are to top coat that driveway, which you could do with more asphalt material. It's a professional project. It's not one you can do yourself. Or if you want to go ahead and invest the time and the money right now, you could just tear it out and build it again. When it gets to be that age, it really does have to be replaced. If you think about it, you know, roads have to be replaced far more frequently than that. But as you got a 30 or 40 year old driveway, it's probably reached the end of a normal life cycle, and it's time for it to be torn out and completely replaced, not top coated. But you could buy yourself some time by doing the top coat application.
Could you just fill it in with stone or something for now, or no?
No, because it's just going to fall out. You know, it's not really a do-it-yourself project. You have to put more asphalt, you know, mixed with stone under pressure, rolled over it. But my concern about recoating a driveway that's that old is it's just not going to last that long.
Yeah. There's nothing much left to recode.
Right, yeah, so it's not worth it. Okay, Bonnie?
Okay, thank you.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Well, if you're tightening your belt, you might be thinking about slashing your home maintenance budget, but that could be a very expensive mistake because it's not a good idea to slack off on taking care of your house. But the question is, how much should you spend? We're going to share a simple trick for planning that budget in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card.
All right, first, let's talk about a realistic budget. Now, for most homes, it's 1% of the home's value. So if you've got a home that's worth, say, $250,000, you should budget $2,500 for maintenance. Now, the first step, you got to break it up into its smallest pieces. And one idea is to make three lists. You've got to have must-to-dos, should-to-dos, and the would-like-to-dos.
Yeah, my problem is that my would like to do list is really, really long.
I know, right? There's so much that we'd all like to do.
Well, some jobs you'll need a pro to tackle, while others you can definitely do yourself. So, for example, you might need a pro for heating and cooling system maintenance, or a plumber to fix a leak, or an electrician to take care of things that don't work.
Yeah, and it's also important to focus on the exterior of the house, not only for curb appeal, but also to protect the structural elements and the energy efficiency. You need to immediately address any water-related home maintenance issues like leaking windows or doors, clogged gutters or grating that's going to keep the water near the structure. And again, some of this you can do yourselves, but all in, a 1% budget should cover it.
Now, for bigger repairs, like, say, replacing your heating or air conditioning system, you want to keep track of the unit's age, because the older it gets, the more likely you're going to need to replace it. Just make sure you keep up that 1% rule for maintenance and repair. And if there's any left, carry over that balance until the next year.
And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Darren in Virginia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yeah, so I'm trying to convert my toilet from regular water in the house to a 265-gallon rain barrel outside. So piping it in, underneath my house, I have the CPVC, the smaller stuff. So what I was wondering is, do I have to filter that water? And if I pump it in there, what is the max PSI that I should use?
Are you putting a pump on it?
I'm gonna have a solar pump on it.
All right, so first of all, no, you don't have to filter toilet water because it's wastewater. It's gray water, so it can go straight in. Secondly, how much pressure do you need? Well, I guess that's really going to depend on the toilet, but I would think, you know, most water pressure in a house is going to be anywhere between 50 and 70 pounds. So that's probably what your toilet's used to working with. And thirdly, you want to make sure, I know it's a great thing that you're doing, trying to use rainwater for all this, but let's not forget the obvious. Make sure your toilet itself is efficient. You know, the toilets today can use as little as about 1.3 gallons of water per flush. So if you have an older toilet, you might want to upgrade it so you need even less water for the flushing mechanism.
All right. So that's something to think about also.
What other green upgrades are you making to the house?
This actually all started with I put in a drinking system for my pigs.
Okay. Oh, you got a farm there?
I have a farm. I have a small farm in Damascus, Virginia. And we piped in the stalls drinking nipples for the pigs because they kept spilling all their water. So now they are totally self-sufficient. They have a solar-powered pump at 40 PSI going to these nipples, and it's coming off of their roof into a rain barrel that feeds it.
Wow, so this is a natural extension of that, and if it's good enough for the pigs, I guess it's going to be good enough for your home plumbing system as well.
Yeah, I definitely want to try to do as much as I can with Mother Nature before I have to depend on somebody else.
All right, well, it makes a lot of sense, Darren. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Kay in Arkansas is on the line and needs some help changing a wall surface. What's going on, Kay?
Well, it is a sturdy home, cinder block, probably just that thick, but it has been bricked on the outside. But the inside, I would just like something a little more pleasant to look at.
Okay, that makes sense. So are we talking about a basement here?
No, this is an above ground. It is a cabin on the lake property.
So you need a paint that can cover the masonry block walls.
Well, a paint or a stucco or something that gives it a different texture than a cinder block look.
Okay, the process of coating the interior walls isn't as much stucco as it is plastering. So what has to happen is that wall surface has to be covered with a layer of plaster, much in the same way they used to build plaster walls, you know, many, many years ago in say, the 30s or the 40s. In fact, in the late 40s, they used to plaster right over drywall, and that was one of the best wall constructions ever. So those are the options that you have to choose from. Doing the plaster is probably not the job you want to do as your first DIY project, but if you work with a plastering company, somebody who does this every day, they would have the skills to make the plaster look nice and smooth and have an attractive surface without really taking up much space in terms of, you know, it getting too thick.
Right. Well, that's strange. I have plaster walls on my house at home.
Oh, well, maybe they're going to follow you to the new house.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are nearing the end of summer, so what are you working on? Let us give you a hand, but Angie can also give you a hand. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie is going to connect you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com today to start your next home project. Coming up, if you've got pets, you need a floor that can stand up to those scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. We're going to share what types of flooring can do just that next. 888-MONEY-PIT. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on the Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
The Biden administration has stated that it would be sending, quote, strike force teams to private residences in order to question households on their vaccination status, as well as offer vaccinations. To be informed about your rights, visit pji.org.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, the floors in our home need to be both tough and beautiful. They need to handle wear and tear. They've got to be easy to clean and not easily damaged by the day-to-day activity of home life. But when you've got pets, that durability raises to a whole new level.
That's right. Between spills and splashes and muddy paw prints and more, pets can do a number to our floors. And that's why you need to choose floors that can handle that kind of traffic. Don Tuttle of LL Flooring is a guy that's been guiding consumers to the right products for years and joins us now with tips. Welcome, Don.
Thanks, Tom and Leslie. I appreciate being on with you today.
So you're the category manager for both vinyl and tile at LL Flooring. Tell me what goes into creating a new product that's truly pet friendly. When you're sort of at the drawing board, you're starting fresh. What do you consider and how do you get there?
Well, first, it's good that I have pets. I have a big dog, I have a cat, and so I know what can happen with scratches and with stains. So I'm always thinking about what do we need to add to this floor to make sure the durability is going to last if you have a St. Bernard or a cat that maybe is aged like I did, and there's always risk of staining from that circumstance. So we look carefully at what the surface layer is going to be, because that varies a great deal across floors. And we look at how the floor protects against stain and water and ensure that we provide only the best of both.
So I think there can be some confusion because you look at things. I know this always happens when I go to buy the kids a raincoat. Something says water resistant and something says waterproof. I never know which one is the better one. So how do you determine your needs when it comes to flooring and pets?
Yeah, that's a great question, Leslie, one we get a lot. And the difference really between waterproof and water resistance in a floor is time. You can spill water on a hardwood floor as long as you clean it up right away, but floors that are water resistant buy you some additional time, and then a waterproof floor even better for times where maybe you're away for the weekend and can't get the spill cleaned up. It's great for homes with kids, pets, or as I often say, it's great for homes where people live.
Right. Exactly. Now, same question, but what about scratch resistance? How are we getting the durability on the surface? You got the flooring looks great. It's beautiful. It comes in, you know, hundreds of different styles and colors, but that last surface is what stands between the pet and floor. So how do you get that level of scratch resistance to it?
So in tile, which is really the best floor for almost everything, right? It's intrinsically hard. It's very difficult to stain and scratch. So that just comes as a natural byproduct of stone tile. In vinyl and laminate, the other waterproof and water-resistant categories, there's a surface that's put on. And usually it's a wear layer followed by a coating of some sort that makes it super scratch-proof. And there are a couple different measurements out there you'll see that will tell you the scratch resistance of a floor. We measure them all, and we put them right there under the floors in our store so you can look at the tag and tell what you're going to get. But, yeah, I was down at the factory for a new line we have coming out, Americana, and I watched this ultraviolet coating get put on that you can't do in your home. You can only do that in a factory setting, so a pre-finished floor is the only way to get that.
Yeah, it's one of the tests, I think I remember it, it's called the Tabor abrasion test, where they sort of spin it's almost like a sanding disc into it to see how many rotations it takes before it breaks through.
Yeah, now, Tom, you'll get me geeked on this. So, you know, the Tabor test is, you know, we replace the sandpaper every so many cycles, and the number of cycles it makes it through, and you can visualize this, and it's thousands, by the way. For a good floor, it's thousands of cycles. So it takes a long time to test. The longer, the better.
Yeah, well, just imagine, like, in my house, since I'm a home improver, I could see one of my kids picking up a piece of sandpaper and scratching the floor to see how well it works. But it was one of your floors, they wouldn't get too far because of a test like that. All right, so you mentioned Americana. That's a new line that you have coming out that is both kid and pet friendly. Tell me about that. Is it, what type of floor is it?
Yeah, it's a vinyl floor. And, yeah, it's waterproof. In other words, you can take a plank of this floor and put it in your pool and take it out 24 hours later, and you could still install it. It doesn't swell with water. So that's really what makes a waterproof plank floor. It can withstand water over time. This group of floors, we really went out looking for something. A, we wanted something from America, right? So we're buying it from a plant, the one I was just at, down in Georgia. And we're really excited about that because so much vinyl flooring comes from overseas. And we wanted to get a good broad range of colors and styles so that we can, if someone wants a floor that's from here and they have a certain decor they're looking for, we're going to cover the spectrum with 8 floors to start in that collection, but we're going to grow it from there over time.
Now, this is part of the Core Lux line, correct?
That's right. Core Lux brand of vinyl flooring.
Yeah, I want to give you some credit on that because I chose the Core Lux for a floor for my mom's house. And first of all, it's very affordable. It looked like an aged sort of barn kind of floor. And we've had it in for now well over a year. And with chairs like dragging back and forth, like you might like scuff your chair getting in and out of the kitchen table, you know, when you're trying to move your chair up, it shows nowhere at all. I mean, it's really amazing. And I was at mom's just last week, and she had dropped a bottle of water on it. She was very upset about it. I said, Mom, don't worry about it. No problem. You can't kill this stuff. And then truly, it has no effect whatsoever. So it's really durable and good looking product. So well done on that.
Yeah, thank you for making the purchase, first of all, Tom. And it sounds like there's a couple floors that sound like the one you picked. Urban Loft Ash is a likely candidate. And we get great reviews on that on our website. Customers just seem to love it.
You know, another point I think that people really struggle with when they're making a big decision, like a flooring surface, that they kind of struggle with how things are going to look in their home. So how is it that LL Flooring is helping homeowners sort of visualize how things might look once it's installed in their place?
Yeah, we have this amazing tool on our website, and we're really excited about it. We call it Picture It. And literally, you take a picture of your room that you're going to put a floor in. You may already have a picture on your computer. You can go to our website on your phone or on your computer. You easily upload it. Just a button you press. You upload that photo. And then you can, like, take a test drive of every floor in our over 500 floor assortment and see what it'll look like in your room. So it's not like the old days where you had to make that, you know, expensive purchase and get it home to find out whether you like it or not. You'll know. You'll have a great preview. We really like to call it the test drive for your floor.
Yeah, that makes it so much easier, and also makes it easier to be confident about your floor purchase. You're not just, you know, making a decision based on one small sample. You can really see what it's going to look like in the entire floor. Now, if you don't want to do your own installation, I know you have a lot of resources to help DIYers, and these products, many of them are not difficult to install. But if you need a pro, can LL Flooring connect folks with pros to get the job done?
Absolutely. We can arrange installation with our vetted partners. And as a bonus, we can finance the whole thing on an LL Flooring card to spread out that project over time. Usually it's difficult to get your installation financed from most other retailers, but because we have a unique relationship with our installation teams, we put the whole thing on the card, and you can spread it depending on what the financing offer of the day is, and we have them all the time.
Perfect. That's Don Tuttle from LL Flooring. Thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. And if you'd like more information on the pet-friendly products at LL Flooring, log on to llflooring.com. That's llflooring.com. Thanks, Don.
Thank you, Tom and Leslie. It's been a pleasure.
Coming up, if the outside of your home is looking a bit worn, a fresh new paint job may be just the ticket to spruce up your curb appeal. We're going to walk you through that project, presented by Wagner Control Pro High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayers.
You live in a body pit.
If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's presented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest, presented by LL Flooring. Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage all your home's to-dos in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
Now anyone can easily create perfect and strong pocket hole joints with the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It works with a wide variety and size of materials, and it's great for building all types of indoor and outdoor wood projects. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at KregTool.com. That's KregTool.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you need help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project? Well, call us with your question now at 888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle projects big and small at Angie.com.
Well, painting the exterior home is one of the most important types of home maintenance. And while many homeowners are going to hire a painting contractor, this is one project you might be able to tackle yourself. We'll walk you through the key steps in this painting project presented by the Wagner Control Pro High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayers.
Now, there are really only four key steps to successful exterior painting, and you've got to keep these tips in mind, and if you do so, you're going to get a great-looking exterior paint job that's going to last for years. So first up, we're talking about very careful surface prep. Now, a lot of times, inexperienced painters, they just can't wait to begin applying the paint. But a pro knows that it's what you do before you put on that paint that can spell success or failure when it comes to exterior home painting. First of all, you've got to make sure that the surface is clean and free of dirt and chalk. You want to remove any loose or flaking or peeling paint by scraping, wire brushing, sanding, whatever it is, maybe even a pressure washer. And if you see any bare wood, you need to make sure to spot prime those areas.
And next, this is a tip that's just going to save you a whole lot of heartache. Buy good quality paint. Be willing to pay for the best paint because you cannot afford to cut corners here because good paint goes on easier and it lasts longer. And think about it. Since most of this project is labor, it's very labor intensive, you sure don't want to have to do it again for a very long time. And if you buy good paint, it's going to get you there.
Yeah, and you also need to make sure that you use good quality brushes and good quality tools. Now, the best tools and accessories not only help you apply a thicker, more uniform coat of paint to the exterior of your home, but they're also going to make your work easier. So you want to choose well-balanced brushes with tightly packed bristles that feel springy when you run an open hand across them. And you want to invest in a good paint sprayer. Not only is it going to save you a bunch of time, but it's just easier to get into all the nooks and crannies when you spray the paint. Plus, if you use a paint sprayer like the Wagner Control Pro, you're going to find that you get great coverage and it's really easy to clean when the job is done, so you'll be good to go for the next project.
Yep, and lastly, paint in the right weather conditions. Exterior painting is not a foul weather sport. In fact, if you brave bad weather, you might actually compromise the quality and the long-term performance in terms of how long that exterior paint is going to last. So you want to make sure you paint in moderate weather when temperatures are no warmer than about 85 degrees and with not very much wind. Otherwise, you're going to get a lot of paint back in your face. These conditions are going to permit your paint to form a very durable and protective film that will last for years. If it's too hot, basically paint doesn't flow. It dries too fast, so you don't get that smooth finish that everyone loves to have.
Well, that's today's painting project tip presented by Wagner Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers. These sprayers produce up to 55% less overspray, which makes it easy for homeowners to transform big projects like home exteriors, decks, fencing, and more.
The Wagner Control Pro 130 is available at all major retailers, including Home Depot, Lowe's Home Improvement, Menards, and Amazon. Learn more at WagnerSprayTech.com.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for your job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Coming up, are you trying to play home detective? Maybe you want to know exactly how old your home is. Well, with a couple of tricks of the trade, we can help you do just that. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Jen reached out and says, I have to re-caulk the tub a couple of times a year, maybe three times. I clean out the old caulk before I caulk again. I've used oyster grout from the tube, and I've tried silicone. Is there something else that I can do, or is this normal?
Wow, I think you're working way too hard on this now. Well, you know, a caulked tub is not going to last for years. It certainly will last maybe a couple of years, but you shouldn't be doing this three times
a year. Definitely not multiple times a year.
Let's do a total reset here, Jen. So the first thing we want you to do is to remove all of the material between the caulk and the tile that's there now. If you can't get it all out, there is a product called a caulk softener, which will sort of help melt that caulk, get it all out. Next, I want you to wipe that joint clean with some bleach and maybe a little bit of water mixed in. You can brush it in there if you have to. That's going to kill any mold or mildew that's stuck in there. And the third thing you're going to do is fill the tub with water. And I'll tell you why in a minute. But while it's filled with water, then you re-caulk the tub. You want to use a kitchen and bath caulk that has a mildicide built into it. Latex will be a lot easier to handle than the silicone. And finally, let the water out of the tub. Because by filling it up, you pull the tub down. When it comes back up, it compresses the caulk, and it won't fall out nearly as quickly again. And I think you're going to find it will last you a couple of years.
Jeez, we definitely more than a third of a year. So already an improvement.
Definitely more than 3 or 4 months. Well, if you own an older home, you probably wish its walls could talk. Well, there are no talking walls needed. Leslie's got ways you can learn about your home's past, and it can help you avoid future problems and make you more aware of previous ones in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, you got the crystal ball out there?
Oh, yes. I've got my mind-reading abilities very well set to the home. Tell me exactly how old you are. Come on, guys. You know that knowing your home's exact age is very valuable, but it is not exactly a metaphysical science here, guys. There's actually some things that you can look at in your home that will help you determine how old your house is. So if you've got an architecture book or two, most homeowners can actually narrow down their home with a core style and sort of help you find the time period. Now, also, public records, these are going to hold key information about your home in particular. And researching public home records is a good idea if you're the prospective owner of a home, so you know what changes could have taken place over the years before you buy it. So to do that, you want to visit your local building department, the tax assessor, or the registrar of deeds to find the deeds, the maps, plot plans, building permits, all of which are going to help you fill in a piece of that home's history. Now, maps that are used by insurance companies since the mid-1800s are also a great way to find out more about your house. They're used to catalog buildings in the area and give excellent descriptions of size, layouts, materials that were used for construction. A lot of great information there. Now, in the house, you can actually learn a lot by just looking at the materials in the home and how it was built. Say you see knob and tube wiring and maybe steel plumbing pipes. Well, those were very common from 1900 to 1940, whereas small fuse-type electrical systems and plaster lath walls, those are from 1940 to 1960. So you've got to sort of see how was it built, what are the assemblies, what are the, you know, sort of the systems of the house, and that's going to really help you narrow down to a specific time frame. And finally, you want to take a good look around because you might be lucky enough to find dates actually stamped on plumbing fixtures, like a toilet or a sink. And if these are the original fixtures to your house, you can actually bet that the home was built just after these are made. And knowing more about your home's past can definitely help you plan for your home's future.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, painting is the one DIY project that probably seems the simplest. But it can be very frustrating when it comes out badly. We're going to tell you how to make sure that doesn't happen in the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in the Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Hurricane Ida expected to slam ashore in Louisiana Sunday evening as a Category 4 storm with high winds, heavy rains, and a tremendous amount of storm surge.
Residents in New Orleans packed gas stations, some filling up to evacuate, others to ride out the hurricane. Mike Laurent needed gas for a generator, expecting the power to go out. He's also bracing for major flooding since he lives near a levee.
I'm on dozen life jackets, just in case, you know. I hope I get to bring them back. I hope I don't have to use them.
New Orleans Emergency Management Director Colin Arnold says for those not evacuating danger zones, the first 72 are on you, meaning it may take some time for help to arrive.
The first 3 days of this will be difficult for responders to get to you. You need to have your supplies prepared.
He says food, water, flashlight, medication, and battery-powered radio. I'm Julie Walker.
State Department urging all Americans in the vicinity of Afghan's Kabul airport to leave the area immediately because of a specific creditable threat. The warning early Sunday morning says U.S. citizens should avoid traveling to the airport and avoid all airport gates at this time. Meanwhile, as the Tuesday withdrawal deadline gets closer, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says now is not the time to discuss impeaching President Biden over the botched U.S. pullout.
Minority Leader McCarthy is discouraging colleagues from diverting attention away from the crisis at hand, the safe removal of all Americans from Afghanistan by the president's August 31st deadline. He joins others in blasting Biden's handling of the crisis. Quote, if you want to be president of the free world, you have to have the trust, faith, and confidence of the American public. President Biden lost that yesterday, McCarthy said on Friday, after Thursday's suicide bombing that claimed the lives of U.S. service members. Once the evacuations are complete, McCarthy promises, quote, there will be a day of reckoning for President Biden. Bob Agnew reporting.
Townhall.com.
Did you know that Big Lou can vaccinate your entire estate from the virus known as Uncle Sam? That's right. Big Lou and Term Provider have the only single-dose solution in town, a $1 million term life insurance policy. Yep, a $1 million term life insurance policy with no side effects. One call to Big Lou can lead to an entire estate vaccination that'll provide 100% guaranteed protection against estate taxes and debt, even if you are a bit porky or have a splash of sugar diabetes. In fact, a 50-year-old male may qualify for $500,000 of coverage for less than $100 per month, $1 million for less. less than $200 per month. Call Big Lou at Term Provider to get the service and price you deserve with zero side effects. Call 800-555-2085 right now. 800-555-2085. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He follows the science, too. Call 800-555-2085 or visit BigLou.com. Big Lou doesn't give tax advice.
Microsoft has fixed a cloud platform vulnerability after they were warned of the problem.
Microsoft says it has fixed a flaw that could have been used by hackers to take over the company's Azure cloud computing platform. Microsoft says there's no evidence the potential opening was exploited by malicious actors or that any customer data was exposed. Microsoft was alerted to the vulnerability by the cybersecurity firm Wiz earlier in August. According to a blog post from Wiz, the Azure platform is used by thousands of organizations, including numerous Fortune 500 companies. I'm Mike Gracia.
T-Mobile told nearly 50 million customers whose personal data was stolen that it was truly sorry for the breach. A 21-year-old American living in Turkey told the Wall Street Journal this week that he was responsible, and he blamed T-Mobile's lax security for all making it possible. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Americans' confidence in the U.S. economy is waning as the Delta variant is driving a COVID surge nationwide.
That's according to a new survey published Friday by Gallup, which found that 60% of respondents think the economy is worsening, compared to just 37% who think it's improving. In July, about 54% of Americans said they thought the economic outlook was deteriorating, while 41% believed it was getting better. The August survey found the percentage of Americans naming COVID-19 as the top problem facing the country had nearly doubled, with 26% of respondents identifying it as their biggest concern. Patrick Frost reporting.
On the Sunday news shows, the lineup looks like this. CBS's Face the Nation has Senator Lindsey Graham and Sue Gordon, a former principal deputy director of national intelligence. CNN's State of the Union welcomes former Afghan ambassador to the United States, Roya Ramani. And Fox News Sunday has Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Income-eligible renters impacted by COVID-19 can now get 100% of their past due rent and utility bills paid through the California COVID-19 Rent Relief Program. Landlords with tenants who haven't paid rent because of COVID-19 are eligible for 100% reimbursement, too. The application is fast, your information is private, and you won't be asked about citizenship. Apply at housingiskey.com before eviction protections end on September 30th. Brought to you by the California Department of Housing and Community Development.
From the Fox News Radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks so much for listening. This hour, we're going to be joined by Adam Bowler. He's the founder and CEO of Rubicon Founders and negotiated with the Taliban, along with Ambassador Khalilzad. Get the truth behind the fact that, is this Trump's plan? Is this what Trump would have done if he was president? That's what President Biden says. We're also going to be dealing with Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann, who is now retired, but is now conducting and coordinating Task Force Pineapple, a group of retired Green Berets, Navy SEALs and diplomats and reporters helping evacuate people from Afghanistan because the State Department isn't. Big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three, the conservative majority did what was predicted, struck it down, said, yes, there's a financial loss to the landlords, but CDC does not have federal legal authorization to do this. Congress must do it.
That is the report. A Trump team win. Eviction moratorium, which we know is unconstitutional. The President Biden said it was unconstitutional to continue it. It was just deemed by the Supreme Court unconstitutional. Also, the Remain in Mexico policy back in play. Two wins for Trump and us.
Number two.
He didn't listen when they had to go back in to evacuate our embassy after the collapse of Kabul. And now he's tying the hands of our special forces who are chomping at the bit to go out into the city and outside of the city to get our Americans that are stranded. Their hands are being tied.
Leaving behind, that's what we're doing. How can America let 1,000 Americans plus behind? This is impeachable. It's up to Dems to stop their thick-headed, callous president before it's too late.
Number one.
Do you bear any responsibility for the way that things have unfolded in the last 2 weeks?
I bear responsibility for fundamentally all that's happened. You know as well as I do, the former president made a deal with the Taliban that he would get all American forces out of Afghanistan by May 1.
Deadly day, and the danger from over 13 dead servicemen in Kabul remains. All preventable deaths as Biden bungles and blames Trump's administration for the deal they did. Problem with that, he's not running the pack. The play the Trump team cut or the deal the Trump team agreed to. With me right now, General Jack Keane, retired four-star general, chairman of the Institute and Study of War, and Fox News senior strategic analyst. General, welcome back. Your reaction, if you wouldn't mind comparing the plans as you knew it. Trump didn't cut a great deal, but this is not the deal he cut, is it?
No, I mean, I thought the Trump deal with the Taliban was very fundamentally misguided. I read the deal. Zal Khalilzad showed it to me, four pages. I told him what it was. It was a surrender to the Taliban. I said, you really believe the Taliban want a power share? I said, the only thing they want is two things. One, get the United States out and then take over. That is it. All the rest of this doesn't make any sense, what you're saying. They're not going to they'll never, ever reject the Al-Qaeda. And they certainly don't want a power share. And why would we force the Afghan government to give up 5,000 prisoners when many of those were the actually leaders of the organization? That was also outrageous by the Trump administration. But here's something people don't realize. That deal, the Taliban would not attack the United States. The United States would not attack the Taliban. But the Taliban could attack the ANSF. And just about in most cases, they did not have air support to back them up because, as the general in charge told me, he said, "So I'm only able to use my air power when we're involved in the attack, along with the Afghans, if they attack us jointly." But most of the attacks are done, they're trying to take territory back so they can use it in the negotiations so they have more leverage to do it. Same thing the Russians did. But what people don't realize, that began to condition the Afghan security forces to what it's like not having air power and the advantage that gives to the Taliban. And we saw what happened in 2021 after the president announced his withdrawal of 31 August, by the way, which is the absolute number one flaw in that decision, coming up with that arbitrary date, and pulling our people out during the fighting season and not establishing any conditions. The thing I do support with the Trump team is they did have a condition-based withdrawal. We don't know exactly what would have happened because obviously the president wasn't reelected, but they did have that, and I don't believe they would have participated in this farcical thing that we've found ourselves in with the Taliban taking over the country, which was a condition I believe President Trump would have prevented. That would never have taken place. And having an unconditional withdrawal during the fighting season, taking seven bases down, there was no way that our troops could provide any support to the Afghan security forces whatsoever, and we all saw the result of that. There are fundamental differences, to be sure, but that in my mind, the Trump deal put us on a pretty bad path to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, the president wanted out, but he was also coachable. You saw that with him leaving Syrian troops there. He wanted to pull out of Afghanistan. He was told what would happen if we did that and the Iranian advantage. And in Syria, the Iran and Syrians would get the oil. So that got his attention. Here's what President Biden pledged. Cut one.
To those who carried out this attack, as well as anyone who wishes America harm, know this. We will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay.
How much harder is it for us to hunt them down as we pull out and abandon our Afghan allies?
Well, the fact that we had the CIA bases there principally to focus on terrorism, to focus on the Al-Qaeda, to focus on ISIS, that's why they were there. And we pulled them out. So we no longer have the Afghan security forces, close to 300,000, to help us. You know, what is the enemy doing? Where are they? And we no longer have the Afghan people talking to us about what's taking place in their village or in their town or in their neighborhood. So, yeah, we've lost our eyes and our ears. And that is going to be the hardest problem, is tracking terrorism in Afghanistan. The Al-Qaeda has already regained their safe haven. That's a fact. And they're going to be able to operate in the open. And ISIS will be able to grow. And I think there's going to be other terrorist organizations that have come because of the iconic figure that the Taliban represent to the Salafi jihadists now. I mean, they're the premier organization. The United States surrendered a country to them. They have their own nation state. That's never happened before. And so as a result of that, we're going to see terrorism in Afghanistan grow. The forever war, in my judgment, we didn't end it. We regrettably have expanded it.
We have, but the president won't acknowledge that. General McKenzie said this yesterday: no reason to think the Taliban let this attack happen. As he says, U.S. continues to coordinate with the militant group for our protection. Do you think the Taliban let it happen?
I don't know, but I doubt if I would make a statement like that. I mean, I think we made a mistake in security, in my view, that we didn't push security out to the outer cordon, is what we would normally do. And we left that space to the Taliban because they wanted it. And we should have contested that and said, we're going to facilitate people through a series of checkpoints, security checkpoints, and also documentation checkpoints before they ever get to the wall. The wall is the last place you want to do something like that. And either we're going to be there at those checkpoints with you, or we're going to run the checkpoint ourselves without you. But we're going to be out there providing that outer security for security reasons and also for documentation check and to make certain that, you know, nobody's got a bomb with them. That should have been something that we did right from the outset. And to say that the Taliban is not complicit, we don't know that. I mean, we know they're haphazard, to be sure, and there's a lack of discipline and control over every single fighter. So a couple of them may have not paid attention and been very effective. But I also think there's plenty of room for them being complicit, because the Americans getting hurt and being humiliated like that, with almost over 100 people being killed right outside an American security position, is very humiliating for us in the world. And also it accomplishes something for them in terms of, again, showing the prominence of terrorists being able to impact the United States. So I wouldn't go that far and say that they're not complicit. I don't think we can make that claim. You can make a case easily that it's in their interest to facilitate the ISIS guys going in there with their bombs and letting them go in there and do the horrific thing that they did, because it's in their interest as well.
So I know you've known of Senator, then Vice President Biden for years. And this is Josh Rogan's Washington Post column. He did an interview with Biden when he was a candidate, 2019. It was right after Baghdadi was killed. I want you to listen to this. The death of Baghdadi, according to Biden, is proof on the wisdom of the strategy that without committing our troops to endless wars, you can still, in fact, protect our interests and the interests of our friends and allies. You need people on the ground. You need allies on the ground. He went on to say there was a crucial difference between small counterterrorism forces and large troop deployments aimed at nation building. He was for that crucial difference of small counterterrorism forces. What happened in a year? I mean, what changed?
Yeah, it's amazing. Most people believed that if Biden won the election, he would retain the forces in Afghanistan, because he said as much. that you're probably going to have to keep the counterterrorism focus there. It's kind of the way he would express it. You know, he didn't know for sure what the number was, but he felt that that function had to be represented in Afghanistan, which is essentially the position of our intelligence community and the position of our military community. But I think it was an impulsive act, thinking the politics are right on this. You know, come 9/11, I'll be the guy that got us out. The 20th anniversary coming up, I'm sorry, this September the 11th. You know, I'll be the president that got us out of the forever war in Afghanistan, never thinking that it would turn into a debacle.
And it did. What makes you think our troops are any safer today? Have you heard anything about a security adjustment, or have they just basically shut down all the gates?
I don't know what they're doing. I don't have an assessment, but unless we're out there on the cordon and at those checkpoints, and we have that kind of a presence there, providing us, you know, with the ability to make certain people do not have those vests on or not driving a vehicle in with a bomb, because we're at that security checkpoint ourselves, and we're not there. And we're as vulnerable today as we were yesterday before the attack.
You said that you have some indications from the State Department that they're looking to do what with the Taliban?
Well, it's reprehensible that we're going to leave and American citizens are going to be left behind, and our Afghan partners by the tens of thousands are going to be left behind. And the way the administration is rationalized that in their mind, Brian, it's saying, well, the Taliban is going to work this after we go, and probably maybe with the International Red Cross, I'm not sure, or some UN organization to help them. Some non-government organizations will participate, I'm assuming. But we're going to transfer that to our Taliban partners who are going to do this. And people in the State Department believe then, as opposed to working against legitimizing the Taliban, which I think should be the U.S. position. In other words, we don't want countries recognizing the Taliban government because it's a terrorist organization. It enabled 9/11. It killed over 2,400 Americans and thousands of American soldiers and troops wounded, some of them catastrophically for life. That's what they've done, just to America alone, not to speak of our allies. And we should not be recognizing that country and give them that kind of legitimacy. In fact, well, our policy should be to discourage others from doing the same. But there's people in the State Department that think we should recognize the Taliban because we're going to work with them as an established government. I think we should designate them as a terrorist organization, period. Isolate them from the world writ large. Call them out as an international pariah, which they truly are. And limit what they do inside of Afghanistan because the international community is keeping their hands off of them. They want to be in the world banking system. They want money from the International Monetary Fund. They want money from China and Russia and Iran in terms of doing trade deals and giving them access to mineral rights. Some of that we can't control. What China, Russia, and Iran do, we're not going to have all that much influence over. But what other countries do, people will listen to us. I would hope they would anyway. And yeah, certainly it makes no sense for the United States to enter into legitimizing the Taliban government by making them a bona fide partner.
I just think next week we're going to talk, General, and our troops are going to be out, and our citizens are still going to be in Afghanistan. The British left with their some of their allies there, no indication on citizens, but the Canadians left some of their people behind. New Zealand pulled out and said some of their allies are behind. They're all angry. Just final thought?
Well, it is shameful. It is a betrayal. And it's an absolute stain on the national honor of the United States. And there's just no other way to express it but that, because that's truly what it is.
General Jack Keane, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Okay. Take care, Brian. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. 1-866-408-7669. I'll get some calls in, then welcome in Adam Bowler. What's the truth about the Trump plan? And then people working on their own to get people out, having staggering success. The inside story, you're not going to hear anyone else when Scott Mann joins us. Don't move.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Gonna miss you around here, Iris.
Olivia's best optometry technician is going back to school.
Did we get that new frame?
Her eye is already twitching about finding a replacement.
Ugh, this can't keep happening. We're gonna have to cancel appointments.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. 2020 was a rough year for many U.S. households. A lot of Americans had to tap into emergency savings accounts only to find that the well was dry. Data from the Pew Research Center show that only 47% of adults had enough emergency funds to cover 3 months of expenses. But there are ways to save $100 every month for emergencies. You can start by knowing where every dollar in your budget is going. Track your expenses for a full month to get a better hold on what's coming in and going out. One of the biggest mistakes people make is trying to save what's left over from their paycheck. It's best to set up automatic withdrawals to transfer money from your checking account to a savings account on payday. Also, stash money in a high-yield account. Your money will grow at a faster rate than a traditional savings account thanks to compound interest. Another way to save is to redirect expenses that you previously spent but no longer need to cover. Take those daycare expenses and put them into a savings account, which will help build your emergency fund. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Barack Obama ran an almost flawless campaign in 2008, concluding with his election as the 44th president and the first African-American to lead the United States. In early 2008, he spoke to supporters in Chicago.
The challenges we face will not be solved with one meeting in one night. It will not be resolved on even a super-duper Tuesday. Change will not come if we wait for some other person or if we wait for some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. Despite the health risks from toxic algae blooms caused by red tide, many people aren't letting it stop them from enjoying Florida beaches.
I don't know if it's a coincidence or, I've been coughing a lot recently.
Beachgoer Marshall Parker says his respiratory irritation comes and goes throughout the day.
The smell comes in waves. Sometimes you can go, an hour or two without noticing it, and then it just hits you all of a sudden, and it's crazy.
Florida Fish and Wildlife officials say a red tide or harmful algae bloom is a higher than normal concentration of a microscopic algae. The chemicals produced can impact marine life and humans, affecting the central nervous system of fish that can cause them to die. Waves can cause the toxins to be released into the air, which can lead to respiratory irritation. For those people with severe or chronic respiratory conditions like emphysema or asthma, a red tide can cause serious illness. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
These ISIS terrorists will not win. We will rescue the Americans from there. We will get our Afghan allies, and our mission will go on. America will not be intimidated. And I have the utmost confidence in our brave service members who continue to execute this mission with courage and honor to save lives and get Americans, our partners, our Afghan allies out of Afghanistan.
That was some of the speech that was, of course, the president doesn't speak till 5 o'clock. The attacks happened at 9 in the morning. The soft press questions that we got were ridiculous outside the Fox question. And, I could not believe how compliant they were. The first one was aggressive from NBC. Peter Ducey had a great question. But in between that, we're getting nothing. And Jen Psaki gets a question, what was the president doing during the day? What were his thoughts? What were he thinking? Who was he talking to? Really? What would they have said to Trump? Do you have blood on your hands? Why did you kill those troops? Why would you ever trust the Taliban? But they would have been pointed with attitude. Instead, you get this compliant press. And I'm tired of hearing about President Biden's tragic stories. We all have them. Everybody listening right now has something that happened to them that is flat out tragic. Kid, parent, whatever. This does not apply here. Bo Biden did not die in battle guarding an airfield. He served. That's it. He sadly had cancer, but that has nothing to do with the 18 servicemen that were left susceptible because of the horrible deal you cut and the 13 dead, a deal that you cut. Nothing to do with your family at all. And don't tell me you feel my pain. Come up with a real strategy and stop the pain.
Inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
This is House Call for Health. TikTok, it's the Chinese video sharing social media network known for short clips.
The last 9 or 10 months during this coronavirus pandemic, if you're like me, you've eaten a ton.
But the site could be giving vaping a platform among teen users. A recent study suggests TikTok reinforces positive attitudes toward vaping or e-cigarettes. For the study, researchers analyzed a sample of more than 800 TikTok videos. They found them using the 9 most viewed hashtag-based keywords to identify popular e-cigarette vaping-related videos. From the sample, 63% showed vaping in a positive light, 13% showed it negatively, and 27% were neutral. Researchers fear the more time spent on the social media platform, the more influenced young people will be to try the dangerous habit. The study was published in the journal Tobacco Control and conducted by Queensland University in Australia. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. from the Fox News Podcasts Network. It's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He just may be the most successful music composer ever. Sir Paul McCartney talks about how he wrote a song for a movie, which has become one of his most popular songs to perform live.
They live and let die.
I thought Live and Let Die is not the easiest title around, but I thought of the obvious thing, the original expression being Live and Let Live, but I enjoyed writing it. I read the book, I think, on the Saturday, Ian Fleming. Original book rather than look at a film script so that I get my take on it or my feel for it. And then on the Sunday, I sat down at the piano and came quite quickly. I wrote the song. And Linda wrote the little middle bit, which is like a little reggae bit. What does it matter to you? And that was it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
Some amazing tidbits from our Fox News poll. First, 51% feel optimistic about the economy, down from 57% in 2019. Shifts in partisan views reflect the change in the presidency and explain the dip. Optimism among Republicans plummeted 59 points since President Trump left office. While optimism among Democrats more than doubled, it's up a smaller 37 points. Voters divide over the purpose of President Biden's various spending proposals. 44% believe they're meant to jumpstart the economy. 47% say transform the country with liberal social policies. Plus, more think socialism is a major threat to the country's stability. 49% say so, up from 39% 2 years ago. Biggest change is among independents, with a 17-point increase in the number saying socialism is a major threat. It's up 11 among Republicans and 4 among Democrats. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
You said the buck stops with you. Do you bear any responsibility for the way that things have unfolded in the last 2 weeks?
I bear responsibility for fundamentally all that's happened of late. But here's the deal. You know, I wish you one day say these things. You know as well as I do that a former president made a deal with the Taliban that he would get all American forces out of Afghanistan by May 1.
That is President Biden pretending the buck stops with him, but blaming Trump, a man that overturned almost everything Trump did, regardless of what that deal was and whether it's accurate, suddenly feels hamstrung by what Trump gave him. Adam Bowler joins us now. He went twice to Doha, negotiated with the Taliban, specifically with Mullah Baradar, who's essentially ahead of the president of the Taliban-led Afghanistan right now. And Adam sat next to Ambassador Khalilzad in doing it. Adam joins us right now. Adam, were you shocked to see the president point to your former boss?
Absolutely. I mean, I think each president decides their own policies. As you said earlier, the president has had no problem changing direction on many, many policies. And so I think at the end of the day, if you're going to say the buck stops with you, you take responsibility. And in this case, I think it's clear there was a botched execution. The fact that we need to pull out eventually and not spend 10 years is bipartisan. The issue here is the execution.
So how would you have been done? How would your deal have been done differently? What would have changed?
When you sit face to face with the Taliban, there are two things that are apparent. Number one, they're a regional militia, and they do have discipline, and they can do what they say they will. And that's been proven when they said they would stop attacking our guys out there. They stopped the next day. Number two, they're a regional militia. which means that if you don't show strength in this region, you cannot hold them to a line because the region respects strength. And so the key on execution is the United States doing it on our terms. And so it shouldn't be based on an artificial deadline. It should be based on a mission. And the mission here should be getting our guys out and then getting our allies out, the people that helped us. And if that happens by August 31st, that's great. But that's an arbitrary date that was set. So at the end of the day, there's no way that we would have allowed this to happen. We don't allow American, we are the strongest military in the world. We don't leave with our tail between our legs.
So if they started moving on Kabul, you would have moved?
I would have. If they started moving on Kabul, we stay our ground. We don't retreat to a civilian airport. We use a civilian airport. We don't leave our base. And we open up real pathways. We use our might. And the Taliban will respect that. We're clear what our mission is to the Taliban. And then there's a question going forward of what we do. We can't have thousands of troops in Afghanistan. Should we have a counterterrorism force, an intelligence outpost there? I'd argue we should have that there because the threat is not going away. And obviously, it's not just Taliban. It's obviously ISIS-K. It's obviously Al-Qaeda. And then we have a broader international threat, too, moving into our void are China and Russia. And so you've got to think kind of short-term, medium-term, and long-term about the strategic interests of the United States. Our immediate interests are our people. And you secure that by any means necessary. And when we say that, we're the United States. We have the ability to do that.
So Mullah Bardar was in prison. You guys got him out, correct?
Yes.
Was that a mistake?
No, I think that the Taliban and the Taliban situation here, they respond and they are disciplined if they're strength. So I think the mistake is retreating like this. The mistake isn't leaving our people there.
One of the quotes from President Trump was that he would, if they go back on their word on any element, he would make bad things happen for them. So one of the things they were supposed to do is negotiate a coalition government with Ghani, who's as corrupt as the day is long, and he's gotten away evidently with millions of our dollars. He just disappeared. So that was a violation, correct? They moved and took Kabul instead of negotiating to be part of a government.
It was an absolute violation. We would not be in this situation because they needed to follow the rules, and you need to keep them to the rules. And one thing I will tell you, I think one of the best foreign policy moves of the prior administration was killing Soleimani. And the reason that was really important is we called a bluff. Iran makes lots of bad noises and really scary noises. At the end of the day, we took out their number two person. Imagine if they had taken out our number two person. And what did they do? That's because they're bluffing, and they don't have the strength of the American government. And so the region saw that. When you play with strength, then you reach peace, right? It's when you show weakness in this region that it leads to things like this, like what we saw yesterday, where we have fallen heroes now. So you've got to play your cards from a position of strength in this region. It's what they understand, and that's how you reach peace, and that's the path we were going down. So peace, in theory, is not a bad idea, but how you approach it is really critical. This is not negotiating with France. We don't have Macron over there where we're having lots of diplomatic negotiations and, you know, Lake Geneva in a beautiful location. These guys are serious guys. They're military guys, and you play your hands with strength. They're an army. And respect that as such and play your hands as such.
Adam Bowler, who helped negotiate the deal with the Taliban from the Trump years, wanted to keep doing it, but they lost the election. Adam, would you ever have – do you think President Trump or you would have recommended President Trump we do the deal where the Taliban provide our security as our civilians leave?
I absolutely know that President Trump would not be in this situation. That's not how he thinks. I was in the Oval with him all the time. There is no way that we would be in a situation of weakness like this. That's not how the president rolls.
Do you believe it was a mistake not to give air cover to the Afghan army as part of the deal? They don't attack you, but you don't provide air cover for them. Was that part of your four-page deal?
When you look at the deal, it was a tit for tat. And the key element of the deal was, number one, we don't want attacks on Americans. Number two, we've got to reach a peace plan between Afghanistan and the Taliban. It needs to be a government that is based on a full representation of peace plan. So if we didn't reach that, we would not be in this situation. So that was part of the deal.
You got 1,000, the Afghan army got 1,000 prisoners out. You gave up 5,000 Taliban prisoners. Was that an even swap? Doesn't seem it.
Number to number is a different story. The key is, are you moving in a path where there's an end to this? And so let me tell you, I mean, 5,000, 1,000, I think about our servicemen that were being killed every day. So how many people did we save by doing that deal of our own folks, of our own troops? So we saved a lot of lives by doing that in a prisoner swap. But the question is, where did it go? And so this didn't have to be like this.
Here's what the president said yesterday. Cut 25.
And if you look back at a timeline, we held them totally steady. But I wanted to get out, but we had to get out with dignity. We had to take our $80 billion worth of equipment. We had to do all of the things that you know we had to do. And then I would have blown up all the air bases, but I would have kept Bagram, because Bagram's located right next to China, right near China and Iran, and it's in Afghanistan. So we had the whole group covered. They spent $10 billion building it. And we handed out the keys. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Final thought, Adam?
My final thought is, it's bipartisan to not be in Afghanistan with all of our troops in 20 years, but we've got to do it in a strategic way. And I think the president is right in what he's saying, which is, you already see the meetings happening between the Taliban and China and the Taliban and Russia. And so we cannot leave a void here. If we leave a void, it's going to have repercussions for years and years to come.
I agree. Thanks so much. Adam Bowler, inside the story, because they were trying to sully the Trump team yesterday. Adam was there looking across at the now Taliban leader who lives in the palace in Afghanistan. Adam, thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Meanwhile, we got about 5,000 people, between 1 and 5,000 Americans still in country. Many have gotten out because of my next guest, Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann, retired Green Beret, Navy SEALs, diplomats and reporters, all coordinating a task force called Pineapple. That story and their heroics and what remains to be done next.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
I said Chantilly Lace and Eggshell, not matte.
Colby's Interior Design Consultancy is floored with new clients.
Wait, what am I looking at here? This looks like plaid.
They need an admin with an eye for design and a knack for numbers.
Okay, hey, look, take a look at this. Do those numbers look right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessment. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years. They get a regular diet of Dinovite with every meal.
DINOVITE.com.
People remark on what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, you don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite from DINOVITE.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A piano player in an airport who gets the surprise of his life makes today's Dean's List. Carlos Whitaker was waiting for his flight in Nashville when he heard beautiful live music from Tony Valentine. Tony was playing piano in the terminal and no one seemed to notice. So Carlos recorded a video and posted it on Instagram. He spoke to Tony and learned that the man was suffering from kidney disease. He undergoes hours of dialysis before he comes to play piano for tips at the airport. Carlos decided to try to help his new friend by asking people to donate on social media. In half an hour, he raised over $10,000. Tony couldn't believe it. By the end of the day, Carlos raised more than $70,000 in virtual tips for Tony. The comments on Carlos' Instagram are heartwarming and encouraging. Thank you, Carlos, for sharing Tony with us. Music to our ears. You both made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with the stars of the new drama, Joe Bell. Based on a tragic true story about the impact of bullying, Mark Wahlberg plays a father who embarks on a cross-country walk in honor of his son, who committed suicide after being bullied at school for being gay.
This is a very, very important story that needs to be told and needs to be handled with the sensitivity and respect that it deserves.
Hopefully, this story will save a life. If it saves one life, it's done its job.
Newcomer Reed Miller portrays real-life teenager Jaden Bell, who took his life at just 15 years old.
It was such a range of emotions. It was like, it was tears of sadness. It was tears of joy.
Wahlberg hopes the film will help open the hearts and minds of people to be tolerant and accepting of each other.
No matter where they come from, what their sexual orientation is, race, religion, any of those things, we want to make sure that people are, and especially parents, you know, that they're listening to their children, that they're hearing what's going on with them, that they love them unconditionally and support them.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
This is feckless retreat on the international stage. It is worse than Saigon. The only good news out of this is, as a friend of mine, a wise sage on foreign policy, told me the other day, said, just remember, 14 years after the fall of Saigon, we had the fall of Soviet communism. All it took was the right leadership following the right policies in the form of Ronald Reagan and peace through strength, and we were able to achieve that enormous victory. So this isn't the end. But it will deeply stain our administration, our country. It deeply reflects badly on this administration. But it points out the necessity of us to begin to articulate what are the right policies and what is the right path for America to face in this dangerous world.
Right. And that is a clearly upset Karl Rove. And remember, he was in some dark days in Iraq. Invasion was brilliant. The occupation wasn't. We had to rotate out. People wanted us to bug out. Instead, the President Bush did the unpopular thing. He went with General Jack Keane and David Petraeus and John McCain and said, we got something here. They don't want us to leave. They do want to get rid of the insurgency, Al-Qaeda in Iraq. And we formed the surge, and the surge worked. Turned it over to Barack Obama, and he threw it in the street. We had to go back. The result was ISIS. And ISIS-K was yesterday. We have another member of the Trump, the Obama administration, Susan Rice, behind the scenes, and they get this bungled effort to get out of Afghanistan, the worst possible scenario. And I don't care about Joe Biden's legacy. It's our legacy. This is America. I mean, this is all, this reflects on everybody, especially. It's not because we hollowed out our force. We got this great experienced fighting force, can do the hardest war fighting. We do urban fighting. Everyone said, you want to stay away from that. Our guys accelerated at that. They were fantastic. Meanwhile, the DOD has confirmed this was the deadliest day for U.S. troops since 2011. That was when we lost a whole bunch with the special operations hit. 10 Marines, 2 soldiers, 1 Navy corpsman, 17 were hurt. I think the number is now 18. 95 Afghans were killed. If you've seen the video, there's just bodies absolutely everywhere. It seems a suicide bomber got in the middle, blew himself up. Barron Hotel was the other place. It was like a fortress. Well, we got 169 people a couple of days prior. That's problematic. But then you have Joe Biden, who bears responsibility in words, but not in actions. He says, we got to leave. I'm the one to leave. Everyone's talking about it. The American people want it, but not at this cost. 20% believe we're leaving in the right way. 20%. And Joe Biden didn't make anybody feel any better. And I'm worried right now. I don't want to have this show interrupted again for what I think is going to be another attack, because we're just as vulnerable. Or we've shut down all access to the airport, which makes our guys safe, but it makes it impossible for anybody else to get out. We got about 1,000 left, 1,000 people. Cut 14.
We have some sense, like many of you do, what the families of these brave heroes are feeling today. You get this feeling like you're being sucked into a black hole in the middle of your chest. There's no way out. My heart aches for you. But I know this. We have a continuing obligation, a sacred obligation to all of you, the families of those heroes. That obligation is not temporary. It lasts forever.
That's fine. Your policies put them in the line of fire, ultimately cost them their lives. And now you want to bring up your son and his tragic passing, which by all accounts, I met him a couple of times. Biden was a great guy. But it has nothing to do with putting Marines in the Marine security in the hands of the Taliban. We'll look back on this and no one will make sense of it. They're going to think it's a misprint, or they're going to think it's a politically positioned paper. They're not going to believe that this is actually the policy. Medal of Honor recipient Eddie Byers weighed in last night with Laura. Cut 20.
What I know for a fact is that if given the ability to go do the job that we know how to, we would have been over with this war a long time ago. But the military has always been hamstrung by politicians.
And that, once again, is happening. And politicians have stopped the evacuation of thousands. Scott Mann has not let that stop him. Scott has helped formulate Operation Pineapple. It's a task force consisting of diplomats, SEALs, Green Berets, reporters, believe it or not. They formed a group, and they're making a huge difference. Scott Mann, welcome.
Hey, Brian. What's going on? It's been a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. Scott, what have you and your cohorts been working on?
Oh, we're just working on filling the gap that our government has decided, you know, not to provide, which is, getting American citizens, for the most part, and certainly Afghans who worked with us in duress out of harm's way and out of that country. And so we've been using, it's mostly Green Berets, some SEALs, some civilian diplomats, all retired, just put our businesses on hold. And for 10 days, we've been working our relationships, tradecraft, and wit across various task forces like Pineapple to get these folks through underground railroads into the airport. And also on overland exfil routes that can get them to safety, and it's been quite an effort that is like a Jason Bourne movie every 10 minutes playing out.
So I mean, you spent 23 years as Army Special Forces career, foreign internal defense, counterinsurgency, stability missions. Got a master's degree in operations. So Scott, I don't want you to tell me exactly where you are, but are you operating from a Middle East country? And in terms of numbers, how many people have you gotten out, roughly?
Well, you know, we're operating all over the place. I'm operating from the U.S. And here's the crazy part, Brian, is that most of the people that are driving this right now are business owners. We have jobs. I mean, we've been retired for a while. And when we saw what was happening, where, you know, it started for us with a friend who was an Afghan commando who was hiding in his uncle's house like Anne Frank, and the State Department wasn't processing his visa. So we just started working phones on a encrypted signal app on our phones, and we started building a network that ultimately got him and his family across the wire, and now they're safely in a third country. So that's been the whole process all along, and we have some people in country. We have some unofficial heroes inside the airport who are going against this insane policy of some kind of passive non-combatant evacuation and helping us. But we got in 2 days ago. We got in over 500 Afghans through sewage canals and other holes in the wire using an underground railroad.
So is the airport virtually shut down, and how many Americans are out there?
The airport is shut down. I mean, there are, and let me tell you something. I cannot say enough about our American warriors our expeditionary diplomats who are on the ground in the airport right now enduring complex attacks. Full form. So everybody thought that ISIS was gone. That's not right. They're, you know, throwing everything they got at them. The problem is they don't have the authority. They don't have the authority to do what needs to be done. And that's where I think people should be calling their congressmen.
Absolutely.
They should be making the phones ring. We should not be sent. Look, my son is in the military.
Wow. Thanks so much for what you're doing. We'll catch up with you Monday.
And paid for by MaxPace Marketing. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-674-4932. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file the claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-674-4932. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-674-4932. That's 800-674-4932.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson was the most politically oriented person I have ever known in my life. He thought nothing else. I remember being down on his ranch with him. He was taking me around to show me his ranch, and he showed me a deer or a cow or something. But before he got through the sentence, he started telling me, what can we do about so-and-so? He pushed all the time, and he would jump on people. He would yell at his office staff. He'd even yell at members of Congress.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Traffic extremely heavy in any direction out of the Gulf Coast as residents are leaving ahead of Hurricane Ida's expected arrival Sunday evening. Forecasters say Ida could go from a Category 2 storm to Category 4 as it moves over the warm Gulf waters. High winds, storm surge, and torrential rain is expected. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says if you're not evacuating, you need to be prepared.
If you're planning to ride it out, again, make sure that you're able to hunker down, you have your supplies in hand, so that you're able to respond post-storm.
Ida is due to arrive 16 years to the day. Katrina wreaked havoc on the same area. President Biden told FEMA's National Response Coordination Center that he's already signed an emergency declaration for Louisiana, deployed hundreds of FEMA personnel to the region, and taken other actions.
We pre-positioned food, water, generators, and other supplies in the area. Power restoration and mobile communications support teams are also en route.
After receiving what commanders called a specific creditable threat, the U.S. Embassy Sunday ordered everyone to leave the Kabul airport immediately. With hours to go before the U.S. has to be out of Afghanistan, President Biden had said that an attack was highly likely. Former Israeli Knesset member Dr. Michael Oren says countries accepting Afghan refugees should begin educating refugee children at an early age, including history lessons about their new homeland, both good and bad.
Admit the mistakes. People will respect you more. But at the end of the day, you say, listen, any rational person would know that what we did at the end of the day was good and for the good.
Dr. Oren tells the Salem Radio Network children can grow up to be patriots only by being taught from an early age about their country. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
The new leader of Harvard University's religious community is an atheist.
44-year-old Greg Epstein was raised Jewish but identifies as a humanist. He took over as president of the university chaplains this week after the organization unanimously elected him. The chaplains argue that a man with no clear religious affinity makes Epstein the perfect candidate to organize the various religious groups' activities across the campus. One person tweeted, "Completely missing the point of the role of a chaplain." Another user asked why Epstein serves as a chaplain if he doesn't believe in God, with another user calling his appointment a grift. Patrick Foss reporting.
A funeral home manager says 20 people who died in a Tennessee flood have had their funerals paid for by an anonymous donor. Officials say a man who did not want to be identified walked into several funeral homes, opened up his checkbook, and paid the entire costs. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Exercise equipment company Peloton's been subpoenaed.
The Justice Department and the Department of Homeland Security want documents and other information related to Peloton's reporting of injuries associated with its products. The Securities and Exchange Commission is also investigating the matters. In May, Peloton recalled about 125,000 of its treadmills, less than a month after denying they were dangerous, despite the death of at least one child and injuries to 29 users. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission warned in April that people with children and pets should immediately stop using the treadmill. John Scott reporting.
Rumbles from the motorcycles and rock shows of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally have been hardly cleared from the Black Hills of South Dakota, and the reports of COVID-19 infections among rally goers are already streaming in, 178 cases across five states, that according to contact tracers. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Schools, families, and government leaders are finally on alert over teen vaping. But before we can solve it, we need to understand it. One, the draw is flavors. 97% of kids who vape use flavors. Two, kids often don't know they're vaping nicotine, let alone a concentrated formula. Three, nicotine's addictive, and it's also a neurotoxin that can increase teen anxiety. Nicotine is brain poison, and flavor is the hook. Do something at flavorshookkids.org.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. Coming to you from New York, heard around the country, heard around the world. You know, the number one story in the world right now, I believe, in most kitchen tables and certainly in most State Departments, is what's happening in Afghanistan, America's remarkably inept pullout, and the death and destruction that rained down yesterday. 95 Afghans dead, 13 Americans dead, 10 of which were Marines, one a Navy medic, and two Army officers. And I would add this. We also have a situation where there's a fear now of another attack. And keep in mind, the airport is basically closed, and we have thousands still in country. And we just talked to a lot of people working beyond the State Department, around the State Department, to get people out because our government has fallen remarkably short. Big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three. The conservative majority did what was predicted, struck it down, said, yes, there's a financial loss to the landlords. The CDC does not have federal legal authorization to do this. Congress must do it.
There you go. Another win for the Trump team. Eviction moratorium revoked 2 days ago. Remain in Mexico reinstated. Next stop, rebuilding the wall.
Number two.
He didn't listen when they had to go back in to evacuate our embassy after the collapse of Kabul. And now he's tying the hands of our special forces who are chomping at the bit to go out into the city and outside of the city to get our Americans that are stranded. Their hands are being tied.
Leaving behind. That's what we're doing. How can America let 1,000 Americans plus behind? Impeachable. It's up to Dems to stop their thick-headed, callous president once and for all, because many agree that we should not be leaving now.
Number one.
Do you bear any responsibility for the way that things have unfolded in the last 2 weeks?
I bear responsibility for fundamentally all that's happened. You know as well as I do, the former president made a deal with the Taliban that he would get all American forces out of Afghanistan by May 1.
Deadly day and danger. With the servicemen dead in Kabul, all preventable deaths as Biden bungles and blames Trump administration for the deal they did. The problem with that, he is not running the pact that the Trump team cut, not by a wide margin. Let's welcome in Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, there was a story in the Washington Post today that outlined the Trump deal, and we've talked to officials that sat with Ambassador Khalilzad, Trump officials, and now the head of the Taliban. While I don't think we should have been talking to the Taliban, and I don't love the four-page deal, Trump never licensed the Taliban to do security. And he said he never would have given up Bagram Air Base. And he certainly wouldn't have been stuck in Kabul as the Taliban overrun the army. I don't think his ego would have let him. I think you agree with that.
Well, you know, you don't know what you don't know. I would hope that President Trump, were he the president, had he been reelected, would have, you know, more carefully negotiated the fine print of that historic agreement to end the never-ending war. I would hope he had the details and would be better than Joe Biden. It wouldn't take much. Joe Biden, this has been a colossal failure that will mar his presidency. I mean, people calling for him to resign are silly, but maybe well-intentioned, but unrealistic. I think more to the point is we are watching unnecessary pain and suffering because of what is, and President Trump's right about that, the most ill-advised and poorly executed evacuation in history. We knew this was coming. Why, you know, Bagram Air Base is a place I spent a lot of time. Why they gave it up in favor of Kabul Airport, which is a chaotic mess in the best of times, I'll never know, Brian.
Never know, and it is almost as if we know for sure. The story last week between you and I was, how did they not know this Afghan army was going to collapse? The other story is, what would you have done to stop it? And if it was pretty clear that when you compare the two, and I'd rather not compare Trump and Biden, but he keeps doing it. So I just talked to Adam Bowler, who negotiated with the Taliban with Khalilzad 4 separate times. And they said, any violation, and we'll hit you. And Pompeo has verified this. There are violations along the way, and to convince them along the way that they went ahead and hit them when they made violations. And they knew it. And they knew they had to be strong. So in the meantime, I want you to hear from President Trump, who spoke to Sean last night. I don't know if you had a chance to hear it.
Yeah, I did.
And here's a little of what he said about what he witnessed from what he's seen so far. Not only did he call it one of the biggest mistakes ever, he can't believe how embarrassing it is to the country. 24.
Well, it's so sad. It's probably from the standpoint of military tactics and just embarrassment, the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to our country. We look like fools all over the world. We're weak. We're pathetic. We're being led by people that have no idea what they're doing. They take the military out, and then they say, now we'll bring out the people, and all of a sudden the Taliban walks in. We had the Taliban so under control, they wouldn't have moved without getting our approval. We had an incredible agreement. They weren't killing our soldiers. You know that. And it was part of it. In fact, Biden actually said that today. He said they weren't killing them because of the agreement that we had, that we did. And they hadn't killed one of our soldiers in many months. And they weren't going to because they were afraid to.
So, I mean, he is, listen, he wanted to get out. But how he got out is the big difference. Now, today, the airport might as well, we might as well just pull out now because the airport's closed. You can't get there. We're not even accepting Americans in there. Geraldo, what happens next week?
I know. I wish I knew. Brian, I would assume that what is happening right now, the day will soon be over, but what is happening is intense negotiations between the Taliban and the United States about strengthening the perimeter, broadening the perimeter, getting those civilians further away from the airport, making the process of attaining the airport, bringing it under control in as secure a way as possible. But it is no doubt that it's winding down because we have to get the military there on planes by next Tuesday also. So there's no doubt about it. There's going to be Americans and friends of America stranded. I just thank God that Fox got Akbar, my trusted translator, out, my friend. He's in gutter right now. I'm so glad. I was so worried about him and his family because he worked with us from day one, Brian. But I think that what's happening with this process now is it will be whatever it is between now and Tuesday, depending on if the Taliban is putting pressure on ISIS right now, there may not be another attack, not one that causes such mass casualties. But this is Biden will bear the burden of screwing this up. I think that obviously that will eliminate any chance that he'll be, he'll run for re-election. I think it'll also cost the Democrats dearly because it demonstrates in the midterms because it demonstrates an incompetence, a naivete that has proven in this case deadly to 13 of our GIs and so many other innocent. Afghans. It's the worst thing that could have happened. I feel sick about it. Yesterday was a terrible, terrible day. I mentioned on the Fox and Friends this morning that it reminded me very much of how I felt the day after the Marine Barracks was blown up in Beirut in 1983, and I was sent to cover that horror. When you see our GIs dead and they're there, not so much for war fighting, they're there to help people at a humanitarian mission, and then they get killed, and you think about those kids, they're just kids losing their lives on the last day of a 20-year war. It's so cruel. It's very, very painful, Brian.
Absolutely. Here's what Michael Waltz said. He is not giving up hope. He's trying to talk to other Democrats to get some influence with the president to stop this before it's too late. Cut 38.
We were just briefed by the military yesterday on the Armed Services Committee that when we went back in to evacuate the embassy, they were once again presented Joe Biden with the option of taking Bagram. And he once again didn't choose to do so. So on the one hand, he didn't listen about shutting it down too fast. By the way, 5,000 hardened ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Taliban prisoners are now on the loose. And then he didn't listen when they had to go back in to evacuate our embassy after the collapse of Kabul. And now he's tying the hands of our special forces who are chomping at the bit to go out into the city and outside of the city to get our Americans that are stranded. He won't let them do that either. Their hands are being tied.
That's only going to add to your frustration. We got these great guys that know how to work in an urban environment and have 20 years of experience working in Afghanistan with and going through the Taliban, and he won't let them save Americans.
Well, I don't know if that could also be wishful thinking.
What do you mean?
In the sense that we now have no military bases outside the Kabul airport. All of our CIA people have been taken out. All of our intel people have been either removed to the airport or taken out of the country. We have no eyes and ears in Afghanistan now that are remotely capable of hunting down ISIS. What's ISIS? ISIS is a couple of hundred guys scattered in safe houses throughout Afghanistan. Well, no, the special forces are great, but they need a target. They need intelligence, and that doesn't exist anymore. That's gone with the incompetent closure of our long mission there. I say, and this is the only – I want people to listen to me, and I know they get mad at me, but I think that right now the Taliban is broke. They are desperate for outside help, recognition. They don't have a dime to pay any civil servant, no one to pick up the garbage, keep the lights on, the water running. The Taliban needs international recognition. Let the Taliban prove their bona fides by the Taliban going out and bringing the ISIS people. They know a lot better than we do who perpetrated this atrocity. Let the Taliban be responsible for at least tipping us off that they're in this house or that house, or it's Joey Abdullah and this guy. And, you know, I think that we make them prove that they want to be civilized. Let them prove that they understand justice. There were 28 Taliban, I heard, were killed in the bombing among the civilians there. You know, they have their own beef now against the ISIS. Let them. We're done with Afghanistan. Let the Taliban prove that the ISIS is the ones that threaten internationally to hit the homeland. Let the Taliban now be the policemen. You know, before we took over in 2001, the year before that, we gave the Taliban $50 million as a prize for them cracking down on the opium, the poppy growers, before they got into the poppy growing business to fund their revolution against us, their guerrilla war against us. The Taliban, you know, let the Taliban prove that they mean to be civilized and not savage brutes.
Not a chance. There's not a chance in heck. So just give you an idea of what can be effective. This Task Force Pineapple, consisting of special forces guys, they said actually reporters are helping too, American citizens, Afghan nationals. They are able to put together, I'll tell you exactly who it is. It is a mix of Navy SEALs, retired Green Berets, diplomats, and reporters called Task Force Pineapple. They've already gotten 1,000 people out over the last 7 days. They're able to navigate getting people over the border through and to the Kabul airport. That's because they just took things into their own hand, went around the State Department. Can you imagine if we put active Navy SEALs to work these projects to get people out of neighborhoods in Kabul? And to me, that's what they do for a living. They save Americans. They save America. How can you tell them not to do that? I mean, you don't leave one behind.
If you spend any time in a place like Kabul, an American sticks out like a sore thumb.
But they did it. But they're doing it.
What's happening, as I understand it, is that the military command in Kabul Airport is sending choppers to pre-designated locations where people who are in hiding run out, jump in the chopper, and the chopper goes back to the airport. That's what I think is happening. But these are details, and I know how crucial the mission is to get Americans out. But I also caution that just because we don't get everyone out by August 31st doesn't mean that we're not going to continue putting pressure on the Taliban to let our people go.
Geraldo, they're hostages. You know what kind of have to pay off we're going to have? Maybe they're this talk in the State Department of recognizing the Taliban government.
Look at the payoff we've done. Look at the way we have been robbed by these people. Look at the way they hear the Afghani, the president, leaving reportedly with 4 carloads of cash. They don't have a dime in the bank. Where'd all that money go? Where'd all these billions go over 20 years?
Yeah, but that's not the issue. That's not the issue. The issue is we're leaving leverage. Once we leave, we lost all leverage.
Once we left in the way President Biden will forever be branded in this ass backwards, upside down, your third grader, as President Trump suggested, your third grader could come up with a better plan than the one that Biden used to get the military out and then try to deal with the civilians. It's preposterous. We've paid the price for it. We've paid an awful, awful day that we'll remember forever. I didn't realize that two of the dead were Army until you mentioned it.
Yep. Thanks a lot, Geraldo. I'm up against a hard break. Geraldo Rivera, right, thanks so much, author of The Geraldo Show. 1-866-408-7669, then Dr. Drew Pinsky. Don't move.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Are we ready for the 5:30 pickup?
Cam's Courier Service's newest hire delivered his resignation.
Hey, Ray, who's handling it?
She now needs next day shipping on a new driver.
All these boxes here, are they ingoing or are they outgoing?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Brett Baer's All-Star Panel.
The 2021 Conservative Political Action Conference was held in Dallas, Texas this weekend. Among the major topics of discussion, who will be the GOP candidate for president in 2024? The convention closed out on Sunday with an appearance from former President Donald Trump, who won the straw poll there overwhelmingly. Co-founder of The Dispatch and host of the Remnant podcast, Jonah Goldberg.
He's still, if not the front runner for 2024, he's the kingmaker in terms of having such outsized influence over primaries and, you know, in the midterms. So, I mean, he's an immensely powerful person within the GOP.
Wall Street Journal columnist Bill McGurn.
I personally don't think he's going to run again. I think that they all follow the Gingrich rule, which is to never say you're not going to run because then people stop paying attention to you. And I don't think he would want to risk a loss.
I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.
House call for health. Americans are reacting following the CDC's decision to revisit their indoor mask recommendations following a surge in COVID-19 cases. The health agency is now asking Americans in high-risk areas for COVID to mask up regardless of vaccination status. Their new guidance this week comes as hospitalizations and cases continue to rise as a result of the highly transmissible Delta variant. People in New York City offering their thoughts on a policy changing yet again.
As a person with autoimmune disease, I think that I should probably wear a mask indoors now.
Well, it would depend on the ventilation in the venue indoors.
I think it's a good idea because it's better safe than sorry.
The CDC is also recommending that students and staff wear masks when heading back to school for in-person learning. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind, 1962.
Roger, the clock is operating. We're underway. A little bumpy along about here. Roger, 0G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous.
Let me ask you one simple question. Do you, Ambassador Zorin, deny that the USSR has placed and is placing medium and intermediate range missiles and sites in Cuba? Yes or no? Don't wait for the translation. Yes or no?
I am not in an American courtroom, sir, and therefore I do not wish to answer a question that is put to me in the fashion in which prosecutor does. In due course, sir, you will have your reply.
I'm prepared to wait for my answer until hell freezes over, if that's your decision.
You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
Interested in it?
Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Do you still trust the Taliban, and is it possible that they let this happen?
So as to whether or not they let it happen, I don't know. I don't think there's anything to convince me that they let it happen. As to whether or not I trust them, that's not necessarily a word I use very carefully.
That was the general, commanding general, trying to explain the bombing that took place yesterday. That could have been worse, but for Afghans, 95 dead. For America, we lost 13 with 18 struggling for their lives, seriously wounded. Chris, who served in Afghanistan, Chris, what do you think about what's taking place and our exit due in 4 days?
Well, we've heard a lot from people in the Trump administration about how this drawdown was supposed to happen, and I can just vouch for that. I was in Afghanistan from November of 19 to July of 20. And in April, I was told, hey, you're going home early. You're part of the drawdown that's going to happen. Well, April came and went, and in May they said, you're staying. It's the spring fighting season, and the Taliban's not cooperating. So everything that Trump's administration says is true. This was never –
was conditions-based.
It couldn't be undone.
Conditions-based, Chris, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely conditions-based. And, it's just a disgrace to see what's happening now, that lives are being lost because, you know, the liberals feel that America needs to uphold agreements, even though the other side doesn't do it, like the Iran deal, like this right now. And for some reason, we abide by our end, even though, you know, the radicals don't.
I hear you. Thanks so much. We come back, we take a little break from this and talk about what's happening with the pandemic, going back to school, and so much more with Dr. Trupinski. A lot of people are traumatized by what's happening and fighting it out because of that. He'll be with us.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Monday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and solutions to the biggest and most important issues of the day. You can hear new episodes every Monday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Cain, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
new from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Dana Perino, co-host of the 5 and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Monday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and solutions to the biggest and most important issues of the day. You can hear new episodes every Monday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1982. The death of John Belushi.
Our paramedics responded to a home in the Hollywood Hills. After a short time, had to pronounce the victim dead.
I came because I believe that the nuclear arms race has got to end for the sake of the world.
To be a part of the group of people that are supportive of what we are about, namely stopping the nuclear arms race.
Count number one, not guilty by reason of insanity. A look of wonder came to the faces of John Hinckley's parents. That's the count charging him with attempting to kill the President of the United States.
At the conclusion of tonight's game between the Giants and the Packers, all NFL training facilities will be struck.
I'm just very happy the patient is doing as well as he's doing right now.
It's very obvious that these caps were tampered with. It was not an accidental thing. It was not a product defect. It was willful and wanton.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Good Samaritans, including a pastor who helped save a man having a medical emergency, makes today's Dean's List. The incident happened near Georgia State University's football stadium when a passerby noticed a driver slumped over in a slow-moving truck on the interstate and began pulling over to assist him. The truck eventually stopped and strangers began to try to smash the windows to assist him. Pastor Qua Tucker says it felt good to see people, regardless of race, politics, political views, come together to help someone else. One woman was able to break the truck's rear window, and another woman jumped into action to kick the window completely down. Someone was able to get a hold of the driver's cell phone and called his wife to let her know what was happening. Pastor Tucker says, "It was our prayer in the moment that God, please make sure this man is okay. No one was injured, and he says the good Lord answered his prayer." You might say this Dean's List was divine intervention. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Do you want people calling the police on their neighbors, not emergency lines or 911?
Look, this is no different than what happens if there's a party down the street and it's keeping everyone awake. What do neighbors do? They call law enforcement because it's too noisy.
That could be a yes.
Yes, yes.
Call law enforcement because your neighbors aren't wearing masks or they're not distancing. That's what's happened in this country over the last year and a half. People have gone absolutely insane, especially in places with Democratic governors. No coincidence. Like, for example, California, Illinois, and insane places like Oregon. Nuts. Like what's happening in Seattle on a daily basis, what we see, and what's happening in Portland on a regular basis. That's just part of the discombobulation of our society. Dr. Drupinski makes a living by trying to make sense out of the absurd. This is a real challenge. He's a board-certified internist, addiction medicine specialist, host of the Drupinski podcast, co-host of the Adam and Dr. Drew show. And he's got an upcoming book. It's called It Doesn't Have to Be Awkward, Dealing with Relationship Consent and Hard to Talk About Stuff. So I want to put the war on hold for a second, Dr. Drew. Welcome back.
Brian, well, it's a pleasure to be here, but I've never heard my career quite expressed in that way, but I guess that's what I do.
I need somebody to make sense of what's happening in this world, and we've been talking about the war and Joe Biden's absurd logic to getting out of it, where we do this thing as a superpower, essentially surrender our pride and dignity and give a inferior force a victory. But that's for another time, or maybe later. For now, can we talk about mask mania? How do we get on this, and do they work first?
And before we get into the mask thing, I got to tell you, I had dinner last night with a friend of mine who's a Army Ranger, former Army Ranger, and seeing the debacle through his eyes was so deeply troubling. I mean, I'm really heartbroken about this whole thing. And seeing it from someone who went to West Point and who knows how to do their job and who was there doing it for many years, it didn't have to go this way. Don't let anybody tell you it did. It didn't have to go like this. But that is for another time.
I'm going to stick with your topic. I'm going to stick with that because there's so many people that work in our building that I've seen face to face. Johnny Jones lost both his legs in Afghanistan in particular, was just on the couch with us on Fox and Friends. We've already dealt with the suicide issue when it comes to the war on terror and those fighting the war on terror. What do you say to them now when they look around at each other and say, really? I'm missing an arm. I'm missing a leg. I have invisible wounds. Was it worth it?
Yeah, that's what they're all saying, and I just commiserate with them. And what's even more disturbing to my friend is that what he sees is that they're sending in Marines who are not trained to do the job they're doing, as witness the fact that 12 of them were huddled together as a perfect target for a suicide bomber. He said, properly trained, they never would have done that. And, by the way, trying to secure an airport that's surrounded by hills is a fool's errand. He feels we should send real operatives in there to do the job they're trained to do, and can't understand why that's not happening. Again, this is way outside of my area. I'm just telling you what a friend of mine who does know what he's talking about made me feel last night.
Well, one thing, Dr. Drew, about the American character, one thing I always found amazing about the men and women that fight is that even if there's a body behind enemy lines, they will sacrifice theirs to get back the remains. Yep. My goodness, yep. We just swapped remains from the Korean War with Kim Jong-un 2.5 years ago. That was part of a deal. That's what it means to Americans. Now we're willing to let 1,000 Americans stay in country because we're in a rush to get out? Wrap your head around that for a second.
I know, and I find myself reading about some of the great thinkers around the Civil War era and just praying for somebody like that to emerge and make sense of things, as you're saying, Brian, you know, for a Grant or a Lincoln or, you know, Frederick Douglass. I mean, where are they? We need them right now. And the extraordinary thing, boy, I didn't expect you to get me to talk about this, but I have faith, you know, I am trying to make sense of things and I'm trying to make people feel better. And one of the things I look at is how brilliant our Constitution is. And yes, it had some profound flaws we've had to correct. We've continue to pay a terrible price for the ridiculous adjustments, those ridiculous half measures that, well, I don't know what to call them. They just made a huge mistake. But the actual documents are so flexible and so brilliant and so able to absorb all of this that I really have faith we're going to get through this. And by the way, if you're super unhappy with the Constitution, there are 50 different constitutions you can live under in this state. And they're all quite different, and we're seeing more of that these days, going from state to state. I'm watching my millennial children, you know, invest in luggage. That seems to be one of the greatest investments you could make today.
Yeah, I mean, people are, and it's a little bit separating the country, and so to speak. I can't tell you how many people in New York just picked up and left for Florida, and how many people in California seem to have gone to Texas, and how many people in Illinois are now having less congressmen and women because they're going to those two states I mentioned in particular, or going down south to North Carolina because they go, you know what, I don't like what's happening around me. You know, your state in particular can't get it straight. They're recalling their governor again. Governor Newsom does get recalled, the fact that he had 62% approval will now have to hold on for his life says a lot.
You can't imagine what life is like in California. You really don't. I'm out in New York right now, and I'm telling you, you don't get how bad it is. And that's why he's in trouble, because the you need only walk out of your house to see how things are deteriorating. And for him to continue to fiddle while Rome burns, it's so astonishing that the average person just can't abide by it any longer, and so they've had it. And I do think, I'll be surprised if he's not recalled. It's only through funny business, if not, because you talk, it doesn't matter on what partisan, what side of the partisan divide you are. Everyone in California knows how horrible life is there and how disgusting things have gotten. And, you know, disgust is a very powerful emotion. It makes people change. It makes people move. And disgust is something I express on a regular basis and I hear from other people constantly.
And it brings me to the topic, and the lockdown has a lot to do with it, the obscene lockdown that you guys experienced, the hypocrisy
let's get to that, because that dovetails into the mask thing, which is that there was so much incompetence on the part of the public health officials in Los Angeles and the government and the mayor and the governor. The incompetence was – I want to sort of – give you the poster for the incompetence, which was that they, A, closed our beaches and parks, the exact environment where they should have been encouraging the population to go out of doors, breathe, fresh air, exercise, go to the beach. They closed the beaches down, but this was the sign of the incompetence that was, I'll never forget. When they opened them, for weeks, you were allowed to stand on the beach, but you couldn't lie down a towel. If you laid down on the beach, you would be arrested or taken off the beach for putting down a towel on the beach. We knew that was not a means by which this disease could be transmitted, and that was the depth of the incompetence that was on display in California.
And now you have, you know, we know about this in our audience especially. You know, first off, don't wear a mask. They don't work. They give you a false sense of confidence. Then you better wear a mask. You're an evil person. Better wipe down all your surfaces. Now we find out the surfaces not where it transferred. We'll have a mask until we get this vaccine. Well, it turns out we get the vaccine, and before that they said you can't really spread it outside, so you should not be wearing a mask. And then the governor of Oregon comes out and says, I want a mask on everybody at all times. And in Florida, they say, I don't want my kids a mask. I want parents to make a decision. And he's looked at as evil. So there's so much going on. First off, there was just a study done that a mask only makes you 10% safer. And there's a psychological sacrifice you make by wearing a mask, especially if you're a third grader or a fifth grader or an 11th grader.
Correct. There are risk rewards for all of these interventions, these so-called mitigation efforts, and none of that has been taken into account, and it has been executed by people who don't know how to make medical risk reward analyses. It's the clinicians need to make those decisions, not bureaucrats. The extraordinary thing about this pandemic for me is that my profession froze in place. They were so fearful of getting some sort of attack in the social media or being something I didn't realize. There were so many of them were employees being judged by their employer. They froze in place and ceded their responsibility to bureaucrats. Do you think, Brian, before this pandemic, the FDA, the NIH, the NIMH, the CDC ever had anything to do with the decision-making in my relationship with a patient, that they were involved in that decision-making? They put publications out. I'd read them, and they had advice. They were not involved in our decision-making. We ceded our responsibility entirely to bureaucrats during this pandemic, and they are not clinicians. They don't do risk reward analysis. They can't change direction. They're rigid, and they are simplistic in how they apply their policies. That's not the way medicine is practiced. This has been astonishing to me that my profession did this. It's just been extraordinary, and we're only beginning to sort of inch back into our job, which is crazy. As far as masks go and their efficacy, yeah, the best studies show them about 10 to 20% effective. Now, that's not zero, and I would urge everybody to not run to one side of the boat or the other as different information comes in. Try to take a moderate, balanced approach, like, okay, wear some masks. Okay, all right. Wear masks in certain situations. If I'm in an elevator to high-risk thing, and I've died, all right, you want to do that? Good. Keep doing that. And, yes, vaccines, but they're not perfect, and vaccines – have risk, yeah, but all things being equal, I recommend it. I took it. My family takes it. I've got a vaccine passport, but I'm very worried that people who are not getting the vaccine are now an outgroup, and they don't have their papers. It's really kind of extraordinary.
I want you to hear what the president said the other day, Cut 41.
Today I'm calling on more country, more companies, I should say, in the private sector to step up with vaccine requirements that will reach millions more people. If you're a business leader.
So he wants more countries, excuse me, companies. They're very similar. So he's calling on private companies to mandate vaccines. I'm not saying about vaccines. I got vaccinated, but I'm not a doctor, and I'm not telling people to go get vaccinated. I will tell people to do your research. I'm lucky to talk to like so many doctors, my own doctor. I got doctors in this building nonstop. I'm able to text them, get answers. And I'm saying, yeah, I have no problem with it. But people don't want to be forced to do stuff. And now the president's telling companies to mandate it. Are you comfortable with this?
Well, no, this is such a weird, this thing has been so weird to me because I was trained and my early career was in the AIDS epidemic, and that was a serious illness. That was a 100% fatality. When as a fourth-year medical student, all day long, people would come in with their first episode of pneumocystis pneumonia, and I would sit them down and say, you have 6 months to live, and I was never wrong. Eventually, we got treatments, and during that time, we were very concerned with how to change behavior. We couldn't get people to trust what was going on. They remember all the craziness back then. It was HIV was created by the Galloway.
Yeah.
The AZT was causing AIDS. It was crazy. And so we had to create some sort of health messaging that shaped behavior. And there was an entire discipline that developed that figured it out. Here's how you do it. And by the way, this is how I've conducted my entire career, is using this model. You create narratives about relatable sources, somebody who's like you. Think the Teen Mom program I've been involved with. These are young people who get pregnant. Look what happens. So it's a narrative with consequences, a relatable source, a narrative with consequences. If you throw in some cultural elements, some humor, some music, you got it. They will learn from that. Us in a box telling people, educating them about AZT and HIV transmission, we did a beautiful job of educating them intellectually, didn't change behavior at all. It wasn't until we started using narratives and consequences and showing what happens that people got it. We abandoned that entirely during this pandemic, and it's just, I can't understand it. I wonder if it's a fear of social media or something, that somehow they feel they have a new monster, a new sort of monkey on their back, so to speak, that makes the old ways of shaping behavior less efficacious. I'm here to challenge that. It's not so. I've been doing that my entire career, and it works very well in social media as well as elsewhere.
You know, it's interesting, Dr. Drew, it's a bigger conversation because with news, remember the 2016 election, the Russians got involved and they started messing with Facebook and Trump wins. And then in 2020, all these rumors about election rigging happened on social media. What are we to believe? I don't know what's true. Where do we get our news? We're going to have the social media companies decide what's true. And then people looking at social media to find out what's real with this pandemic. Is it manufactured? Is the government trying to control us? Are they trying to kill us with this vaccine? I just saw this story on the internet. It underlined everything we were going through, and it just grew it exponentially. But bottom line is, I don't think that we're finding out that lockdowns work. We know that
lockdowns are clearly right. Those are, you know, we're two-thirds way into this particular surge with no lockdowns, with no difference in the behavior of the virus. So come on, everybody.
Right.
Lockdowns clearly are sort of questionable, and they have massive deleterious consequences. But to your point, shoot, I lost my train of thought. You were saying something about
just the social media, no one trusting, and this just underlined.
Yeah. So I speak to you presently from YouTube jail, where I've been placed on a couple of occasions for having conversations with highly decorated peers where we just are discussing therapeutic options and what the literature looks like. Oh, twice in YouTube jail. And by the way, so I told that if it happens again, they will take me off permanently. And by the way, I wasn't advocating for any of the things anyone was talking about. I was just discussing with people that were academics, that were publishers of academic journals. No. Right. So that's the part that has gotten super crazy.
Absolutely.
And again, just the fact that physicians can't speak amongst themselves in any sort of media context is just a astonishing.
Dr. Drew, you're a pro radio guy. I'm up against a break, but just if I can give you some medical advice, stay away from Corolla. He's a bad influence. Dr. Drew Pinsky, thanks so much.
You're just seeing that? I've done that for years.
Pre-order his book. It doesn't have to be awkward, dealing with relationships, consent, and other hard to talk about stuff. He's the best. Thanks, Dr. Drew.
Hi, I'm Adam Weiss, founder of Keepsake, the simple and affordable way to have your photos printed, framed, and delivered to your doorstep. If you're like me, you've probably got thousands of photos on your phone, but sometimes the moments that matter most end up getting lost. That's why I made Keepsake. With the Keepsake app, it only takes 3 minutes to frame a photo that you love. Just choose a photo and preview what it looks like in over 100 frames. Pick your favorite, and in a couple of days, your beautifully framed photo will arrive ready to hang. At Keepsake, we use the highest quality materials, and every frame is handmade in the USA. Because we ship directly from our studios to you, we can offer custom framing quality at incredible prices. Keepsake makes it super easy to frame a photo for yourself or to send one as a gift to friends and family. So if you've got a special photo on your phone, we would love a chance to frame it for you. Keepsake, the simple and affordable way to have your photos printed, framed, and delivered to your doorstep. Download the free Keepsake app or visit keepsakeframes.com. That's keepsakeframes.com.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Let's go to the phones. Wayne's in Florida. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Good. Let's try to get as many calls as possible. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to point out something that I think the reason Joe Biden didn't strike down that agreement Trump had with the Taliban, he wanted to have something to fall back on in case this operation went south so he could, you know, point the finger at the former president.
And he's doing just that.
You know, also, I'd like to know why no one has brought up the point, why is our southern border open and we're under a terrorist attack?
And a pandemic. Larry, listening online in Los Angeles. Larry.
Yeah.
Barry, my
I just, yeah, no problem. I want to point out, thank you for bringing up how inappropriate it was for Joe to bring up Bo's death yesterday. But I think conservatives need to jump on how disgusting of an act that was for him to basically be trying to deflect his incompetence by bringing up his son's death. I mean, it's atrocious. Joe is a despicable person, and that proves, I mean, it's unbelievable.
He keeps on going back to it. I'm sorry for the tragedy in his life, but everybody listening to me right now can point to some very significant, horrible things that took place. It doesn't mean that your decisions weren't terrible and those 13 people didn't die unnecessarily while 18 struggle in the hospital for their lives. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. So much appreciate that you're tuning in on this very important time in American history. Go to BrianKilmeade.com. Tell me what you think.
And paid for by MaxFace Marketing. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-674-4932. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-674-4932. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-674-4932. That's 800-674-4932.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Democratic nominee and 42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton, addressed the Democratic Convention in 1992 at Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Let it be our cause that we give this child a country that is coming together, not coming apart. A country of boundless hopes and endless dreams. A country that once again lifts its people and inspires the world. Let that be our cause, our commitment, and our new covenant. My fellow Americans, I end tonight where it all began for me. I still believe in a place called hope. God bless you, and God bless America.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.